as opposed to Shari Surim. In Basa Becholov, if I soak the milk and the meat together, if I soak meat and milk for 24 hours, you say Kovishka Mevushal, it only makes the meat and the milk awesome at the Rabbanah, because it's Derech Bishol HaSotar. And similarly, if you have Maliach Kereseach, let's say you have cheese and you have meat and they're sitting one on top of the other, and it's very salty. Very salty in between. And Malich accomplishes Abliya. So the Gemara says, Malich Keresech Babasa Bechalov is only Midirabbanan, because Minatar, it's only also Derech Bishol HaSotar. Because it's only Midirabbanan, therefore it says in Shulchan Aruch, according to Rambam, that it's only also Bechil. It's Muta Bahano, Muta Bishol. Basa Bechalov derives that three terms. It's also Bechil, also Bahano, and also Bishol. Basa Bechalov derabbanan is Muta Bishol and Muta Bahano. That's how we paskin. There are some who want to disagree. But that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Rambam says. That's how we pass from that. It's muta b'bishul, muta b'ano. It's only also b'achila. In Shari Surim, there is no such halacha. So b'liyas tainan also asas minatera. So let's say you'll have a treifa soup will be sitting in a pot for 24 hours. So that'll accomplish a b'liya of kovishkim mevusho. So you'll have to kasha the pot minatera. Or let's say if you have maliach, if you have kosher fish sitting on top of non-kosher fish together, and it's, they're all salty, they're both salty, so then the Maliach Kereseach will make the kosher fish trace because of the Bliya that comes through. Maliach Kereseach and Kavishka Mavushal, the Bliya Tzainan is a din in Kala Terakula, the one and only exception to the rule. The Gemara says that's why Basa B'cholam is a Chiddush. Chiddush means Adav HaTaisos HaKlal, HaYetzim and HaKlal. In what sense is that HaYetzim and HaKlal? The Torah LeKula Yayma B'chelvo Shari, if it soaks in milk all day long, it's mutam and atar, it's only awesome the rabban, as opposed to kol atarkul. It's an exception to the rule. The rule is that kavishka mevushal and kol atarkul. The rule is that maliach kereseach in kol atarkul. And here by basa b'cholov, this is a yotzim and a klal. So let's say if you'll have a korban chatos will be nivla into, I'll have, let's say, what's an example? Let's say I'll have a korban chatos. Korban chatos, and I'll be sitting on a pot, and I'll have heavy salt on the whole thing. So you say maliach kereseach, so this will cause a bliya to go into the pot, minat Torah, and you'll have to kasher the pot. But there won't be a din of mariko shtifa. The gzeres hakosos, you need mariko shtifa. Mariko shtifa is not enough bechamin. You have to have betzainin also. Machlekes hatanoim, whether morak v'shuta b'mai means first you wash it off with cold water, which accomplishes zero. As far as kashering is concerned, wash off with cold water accomplishes nothing. But you first wash it off with cold water, then you do the hagola. You first do the hagola, then you wash it off with cold water. I said yesterday, we have that minute. Tesis and the Lir Zaf and Abed Zohar writes, we have such a minute that immediately following the hagola on any trade for kli, you rinse it off with cold water right away. So Tesis throws up their hands, they give up. They don't understand what could it possibly be based on. Where does it say anywhere in the Gemara that you have to rinse it off with cold water? You have to do hagola. The person says the only possible answer you can come up with is that the minig developed to make a zechel and mariko shtifa. But mikra din, menatorim de rabbanon, this is a minig. Menatorim de rabbanon, there is no such thing. You don't have to rinse off with cold water. That's what the person says. It's only a zechel and mariko shtifa. So this real din of mariko shtifa, that's only, in, how does the Chumash say, if it's in the kli nechoshes mushala, if it's mizbashel the kli nechoshes, if you have a blias tzainen, and the Kli Nechoshes, there's a din that you need Hagola, but you don't need Mariko Shtifa. What's the din? Mariko Shtifa has to take place in the Azara. No, Mariko Shtifa has to take place in the Azara. And it's a din you have to have Bitzainen also. If it only has a, you have to rinse it off Bitzainen. But if the whole Bliya of the Korban Chatas into the Kli Nechoshes is only a Bliya Tzainen, Al Yidei Kovish Kemusho, or Al Yidei Maliach Kereseach, true, there's a din of Hagolah, but number one, it doesn't have the mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa. It doesn't have to be done in the Azar, you don't have to have the tzainin. The only need is the chamin. And nonetheless, Tosis quotes the Bryce, and Mem Beis and Beis. Nonetheless, the Bryce learns that, Ein li ela mevushal bo. Iru letocha reseh minan. How do you know if you poured burning hot korban chatos, iru, from a kli rishon into a kli nechoshes, that you need Mariko Shtifa, then the mitzvah does apply to Amalai, Mashat tevushal bo yishover. A ribli from the pasuk. A ribli from the pasuk says. The Tosfos says that's a raya that Iri Kli Rishon is Mavashel like a Kli Rishon. If you're going to say that it's not Mavashel, it's just that it's Mavliya, it just makes a Bliya. So if you have a Bliya, not Derach Bishel, the Halacha doesn't require the mitzvah Marika Shtifel. All you need is that you should kasher it. Okay, you have to kasher it. No, no, if you're going to be Mavashel, later you'll make it into Bas Mechalov Deraita.
Oh,
that's
so
correct.
What is
let's say I've cooked meat, already cooked separate kosher meat, and then I pour in milk and I let it soak for 24 hours. And it's cold now. It's cold. And then I don't reheat it later on. I eat it cold. I eat it cold. If I'm going to cook it later on, I'll make it Bas Mechalov. That is correct. I'll make it Bas Mechalov Deraita. If I don't cook it, I don't cook it. So it'll only be Bas Mechalov Deraita. So that's why Tosfos felt that this is a raya. The miklina choshes bushala, only ala bishul ba ira letocha rosh cheminayin tam leima she tevushal ba mikol makom. I'm the ira choshev kimavashal, because if ira is not mavashal, so then it's only mavliya. So it's only mavliya. So the halacha doesn't require the mitzvah merika shtifa. Mitzvah merika shtifa only applies if it's mavashal. That was why Tosfos had this major machlokes. The three shittas in Tosfos. The Rashbam held that Iri is not Mavashal at all. But the Halacha says that you need Mariko Shtifa. He holds that that's a Bliya. A sharp Bliya, if you don't have to have Mariko Shtifa. Maybe he disagrees with that also. Maybe the Rashbam disagrees and he holds that even if the Karban Chatos is Nivla, Ayyidei Kavush and Ayyidei Maliach Kireset, maybe he holds in such case you also need the Mitzvah Mariko Shtifa. He doesn't say. And the Ri is the one that disagrees. The Ri and the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bala Sefer Truma, the one who makes the compromise, they disagree. They say, no. The Havamin of the Brice, the Tana Rabban, and Asher Tevushal Bo, and the Yelosh Bishal Bo, Iru the Tocha Reseich, Minayim Tamalam, Asher Tevushal Bo, Yishover. That's a Chiddush. The Havamin was that the Mitzvah Merikish Tif only applies if it's Derach Bishal, Kamash Mulan. Even Iru is also Mevashel. But if it's a Bliyah Tzainen, then there won't be a mitzvah merika shtifa. That's exactly what the Ri and the Rabbeinu Baruch disagree, except that the Ri holds that this araya that Iri is kikli rishon all the way, 100%. Iri is mavashal kadei kula. The Rabbeinu Baruch says, maspik if he said that it's mavashal kadei klipa. And he proves it from the Gemara, Imsachim, Dafayin Vav, the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether Eloi govar or Tatoi govar. So the Gemara says, we pass on la locha Tatoi govar. And nonetheless, if you're pouring Cham letech tzeinen, and tatoi govah, so it's not called bishul. It's not called bishul. Does not say kedei kula, but ademekalei vola. In the meanwhile, in the interim, while the bottom one, the tatoi, is cooling off, the upper one, ademekalei, while it's being mikara, the upper thing, the cham, is poured into the tzeinen vola. So the upper thing is bolea, bolea kedei klipa, ademekalei vola kedei klipa. So that's what the barabina borach, the bala seifachu mahodet. He's made of a mitzvah to the Ri. He says, "Maskim with you that you only have the mitzvah merika shtifa if the bli was derech bishul bli as tzeinen. There's no mitzvah merika shtifa, but nonetheless, it's not a hakocha that Iri is mavashal kedei kula. It's a hakocha that Iri is mavashal somewhat. That's mavashal kedei klipa. Must be that's enough to understand why you need this various hakocha." Gemara has a suffix there in I think the Gemara has a suffix Tzadik Tema Beis. I should have looked it up. If the Gemara has a suffix, what if I have a pot Korban Chatos, a pot of Korban Chatos that's closed cooking in an oven, and the oven is completely and there's no bliya from the pot of the Korban Chatos. There's no bliya into the oven at all. The bliya only goes in the pot. Is there a din is there a need from Riko Shtifa if you have a Bishul below Balua? The Gemara has such a suffix, I think. Who is that Gemara? Oy Rami Bachom here in Tarikami base. The Mishnah says, Echad Shadishal Bab, Echad Shiva Letelka Rasheah. Echad Kachkach, Echad Kachkam to the Mariko Shtifa. Reb Shimon I'm a Kachim Kalamain to the Mariko Shtifa. It's a special mitzvah. Reb Shimon says, if you cook Kachim Kalam in a pot, you don't have the mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa. You have it, then you have to kasher it. If you're not going to kasher it, so the Leah in the pot is going to become nicer. Even though at the time that I cooked the korban shlomim in the pot, everything was kosher. And I ate everything up, and I eat everything up and I wash off the pot, and everything is thick and thin. And I put it away in the cabinet, I put it away in the chamber with all of the pots and pans. When it comes shkia of the second day, or los hashachar of the third day, whichever, then it's going to become nicer. That happens to be a machlokes chizkiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. At the end of... the end of Perek Ezel Mekoymen. The din is that Shlomim is Nacholim Shnei Yamim V'Laylo Echod. So that's a problem. What kind of an animal is that Shnei Yamim V'Laylo Echod? I bring a Shlomim today, so I can eat the Shlomim till today, till 6:10, till Ishkiyah. I can eat it tonight, and I can eat it tomorrow till Ishkiyah, but I can't eat it tomorrow night. The halach is that in Kochim Halaylo Halach Achrayim. So that's really a day and a half. Shnei Yamim V'Laylo Echod really means a day and a half. Because today and tonight is considered one unit of a day, then tomorrow, with that tomorrow night, is up to half a day. And kachim halaylo halachach hayom, the night following the day, still belongs to the day. So what kind of a din is that? It becomes noiser tomorrow at shkia time, at 6:10, or does it only become noiser? I'm not allowed to eat it tomorrow night. Does it become noiser tomorrow night at 6:10, or does it only become noiser the morning of, what's tomorrow, Wednesday? Thursday morning. Maybe it only becomes nicer on Thursday morning. My nafkamina. So one nafkamina is if you'll eat it tomorrow night, will it be koris or not? There's only a chit. Maybe the zman mitzvah is up. Maybe the zman achila, the mitzvah of achila is only up until tomorrow shkia time. Maybe the zman akorban is until Thursday morning. Maybe the zman of the korban is shnei yomim shleimim. Today, tonight, tomorrow night. But the zman achila's akorban is only till tomorrow shkia. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiya. How are you supposed to understand this din of Shlomim Nechalim Mishnei Amim V'Laylo Echad? Does it mean that the zman of the korban is up tomorrow at Shkiyah? Becomes noisa? There's an isa koris if you eat it tomorrow night? Well, no, there's no isa koris. That's how we pass in the funny way. There's no isa koris till Thursday morning. Then tomorrow has another nafkamina. What if I shech the Shlomim today intending to eat it tomorrow night? Does that become pikul? If you plan to eat it chutz lizman ha-korban, if you plan to eat a chutz lizman ha-karbin, every carbon has a zman, but just because the zman ha-karbin is not up, doesn't mean that the zman achila is not up. The mitzvah achila is only today, tonight, and tomorrow till shkia. Tomorrow night there's no mitzvah on the gaver to eat it, but it could be that the zman of the carbon is still there. So the Gemara makes an assumption, bein lechizkiya, bein l'Rabbi Yechanan, that the only time you make pigul, if I shecht, or I'm zarek to dam, whenever you do an avodah intending to eat the korban chutz lizmana korban, to eat it at a time that there'll be an isa koris of nisar, so then when you shecht it, it already becomes pigul from the first minute on. Even if you eat it today, it'll be an isa koris because you ate pigul. But that's only if you intend to eat it next week. What if I intend to eat it tomorrow night? Chishuv lechel or liyom shlishi. I shecht the korban today and I plan to eat it tomorrow night. Today's yom rishon, tomorrow's yom sheni, and third day's yom shlishi. I plan to eat the korban tomorrow night, chishiv today, le'ochla or le'yom shlishi tomorrow night. Is that become tikkul? So the Gemara says that depends on this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Chizki, whether tomorrow night it's already noisar or not. We pask in the interesting way. Same shana, let's have korban pesach. He can only eat korban pesach till chatzais. So that's a machlekes Atanayim. Is that the right to the Rabbanon? So is it only the Rabbanon? And Atari can eat the korban pesach all night long. So of course it doesn't become noisam and Atari until alois hashachar of the first day pesach in the morning. Shaila is according to Rab Loza and with the Rabbanon becomes noisam right away. After chatzos it becomes noisam with the Rabbanon and it's metame yisayadayim. There's a din with the Rabbanon that if you touch noisam it's metame yisayadayim. All institutional tumas yisayadayim is only with the Rabbanon all over. So they made a din with the Rabbanon. So mishnah in the end of pesachim hapesach lacha chatzos metame yisayadayim. If you touch it after Chatzos HaLaila, it's Mitam HaSadam because it's Noisim of the Rabban. That's in Gemara Dafayim himself. So there is a discussion. What if the din would have been like Rav Loza ben Azariah? There are some Rishonim in Pasen like Rav Loza ben Azariah. That the din of Chatzos is a din min HaTor. Does that mean that the Zman HaKorban is up at midnight? Or do you say no? Basically, the Zman HaKorban should really be Yom V'Laila, all night long. But the zman achilas hakorban, the mitzvah achilas is only up until chatzos. After chatzos, you can't eat it anymore. But it's not that the korban is chutz lizmanoi. So let's say there wouldn't be any koris. If you eat it after chatzos, perhaps there shouldn't be any koris. There shouldn't be noisar. And if you shech the korban pesach intending to eat it balayla after chatzos, maybe that wouldn't be a din of pigul. So this is a discussion. This Rav Chaim has on the answer to his kashan, the first parak in Brachos. Mishkanes Yankim has like that. That's how the answer to his kashan. So even if you hold that min atera ena pesach nechal elo at chatzos, chatzos is a din deraisa, but the korban pesach doesn't yet become noisar after chatzos. The zman korban basically is all night long. So getting back over here, this is an interesting pasuk. The pasuk says that you have to, I cook the korban chatos or korban shlomim in a pot, and I eat it up this month. I eat it in the correct month, and I washed off the pot and it's clean. I put away in the cabinet. The pot becomes treif when it becomes shki of tomorrow night, or the pot becomes treif when it comes alos al shachar of Thursday morning, or the pot becomes treif when it comes midnight tonight if it's a korban chatos on the nechel yom v'layla at chatzos midirabbanon. Or minatara tomorrow morning. A carbon chatas and ashim is only minatara tnecho yom v'layla all night long. Kedela hachik sod maraveh, we don't let him eat it after chatzos, but minatara tnecho all night long. So the kosher pot that I put washed off with the detergent that I put it away in the cabinet, the pot becomes straight when it comes alos hashachar. That's a fascinating idea. That's how the Gemara got the idea that if you have a chometz dikapat, and all year long the chametz is kosher. I cooked spaghetti in the pot. What's the problem? And before Pesach, I washed off the pot, but it has a bli of chametz in the pot. When it comes there, Pesach after chatzos, the pot becomes treif. That's such a chiddush din in the Torah. A pot becomes treif even though at the time that I cooked the food, it was a terebola. Nonetheless, when the clock strikes the zman iser, so the bli on the pot makes the pot a treif pot. That's how the Tanoim figured out this. From the parsha of the Karbonos, the parsha's tzav. So again, so there's a special din of Mariko Shtifa that you need betzayin, you need it should be take place in the Azara. That's the Mishnah on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, that the Mariko Shtifa has to be Mamakom Kodesh, has to be in the Azara, and has to be Mariko Shtifa Bechamer Ubetzayin. And by Kodesh Kalim, it's a machlekes hatanoim. Whether you have the din of Mariko Shtifa, you just have the normal din. Because the Pesukim in Parshas Tzav only talk about Chatos. It doesn't talk about Kodesh Kalim. So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah, Tzadikim Beis, where the Kodesh Kalim also have the din of the mitzvah Mariko Shtifa, or just has the din of Hagolah. Let's say Hagolah, you don't say a bracha, Tosfos says. When we do Hagolah, we don't recite a bracha. Like when you salt meat, Tosfos says, you don't recite a bracha. Tosfos says, when you wash Maim Rishonim, you recite a bracha, Shekhar Hashem, Sosan, Altilus, Yadayim. That's a mitzvah. When you wash my machreinim is either because of sakana, because you're going to rub the melech sedemis into your eyes, or because your daim is ohamas psulos lebrocha. If your hands are sticky, your fingers are sticky. But that person was eating an ice cream and it dripped all over his fingers and he licked everything and all his fingers are sticky. So he's not going to touch his shirt before he washes off his hands. So then sticky fingers. You're not allowed to say bar nefashas either until you wash off your hands. Or let's say you're in the middle of a meal. And your fingers are all sticky to the extent that you wouldn't touch a book. You wouldn't touch your clothing, you wouldn't touch a book, because you're going to make a stain on the book. It depends what society you live in. Some society, that's how they live all day long, with sticky fingers and nothing bothers them. But if in your society people are makbid on that, that's considered your daim zohamos. So just like your daim zohamos, a person would be makbid to wash off his fingers before he touches a book or before he touches his clothing. So you're not allowed to recite a bracha either, even though the guy's in the middle of eating. He has to wash his hands again to wash off. So that's not a kiyum mitzvah. That's your daimus or hummus, absolutus lebrachas. You have to wash some mayim emtoyim. The michael amichael, when you wash mayim emtoyim, so your fingers shouldn't be sticky. You should be able to say a bracha or mayim achreinim to enable you to recite the brachas amazon. Or Tosfos says salting the meat. Or kashering treif kelim doesn't require a bracha. These are not mitzvahs. It's a matir. A guy gives his wife a get. He says a bracha. Doesn't say a bracha. It's a matir. A get is a matir. Kiddushin is a mitzvah. So you say a bracha. A get is a matir. It's not a mitzvah. So you ask, what about Mariko Shtifa? Probably should have a bracha. Mariko Shtifa has things which are over and above hagolah. Has to be dafkid amok and kodesh. That's the previous mission in Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. And it has to be dafke b'tzaynin the bechamin. The b'tzaynin is not miyakid b'riyevid vis-a-vis the hechsher akli. When you do a normal hagali, you don't need tzaynin. It's irrelevant as far as the removing of the bliya is concerned. That's only for the sake of the mitzvah. So the pashta says you probably do say bracha when you do mirkas shtika. It is a mitzvah. See, here the Gemara has a suffix. Boy rami bracha mitzaloh ba'avir atana mahu. Abishal baluhu dekapi rachmana adilma abishal balo balua also. A suffix in the Gemara. You broiled a korban chatas inside a kli, inside a portable oven, in such a way that no bliya of the chatos got absorbed into the oven. What's the din of bishul balo balua? Bishul balo balua. So mihilchas hagola, you certainly don't require any hagola whatsoever. Shailas, maybe this is a gzeres hakosuf. In hilchas hagola, you don't require tzainin. Hilchas hagola, you don't require that it should take place in the azar. So you see that this is a gzeres hakosuf, a mitzvah. That there are aspects to the mitzvah that have nothing to do with hagola at all. So that's his suffix. Boy, Rami Bachami has a suffix. But is the basic din of Mirka Shtifa, the essence of the mitzvah really is that you got to do a hagola and you have to fancy it up. The hagola should be done on Makom Kadosh and the hagola should be done with tzaynanim also. What do you say? No, it has absolutely nothing to do with hagola. Even if there's a bishul below balua, maybe in such a case you also need Mirka Shtifa. So what does the Rambam quote? That's takani by the leif shita. Let's see, hey. Rambam Shom aloche hey. Perek ches amaisa karbonus aloche hey. Perikas halacha hei. I got the wrong maramokim here. Then the Gemara has a din, the Mariko Shtifa has to be Mariko Shuta Bamoyim. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Bamayim velo b'yayim, velo b'shar mashkin. We pass the Mikra Adin, there is a machlokes where the Hagola can be done b'shar mashkin. So we pass the Mikra Adin that yes, if you did Hagola b'shar mashkin, it's good b'di'evi. The Chathchila v'choshish for the Ramban, the Ramban says you cannot do Hagola b'shar mashkin. But Mikra Adin, we don't hold like that. You hold Mikra Adin, you can. So over here, it's also Zevis HaKosuf. That's part of the mitzvah. Merk, we shoot the Bamayim, a special din. It's halacha yudalit. It's perik ches halacha yudalit in ma'isa kabbalah. Zola habasa bo'avir atana shal cheres yesh bedova sofik im yishover. Halvin is bashla bo, although yishover, halvin lo noga bo. There's no b'liya. It's only bishol b'lo b'lua. So the Rambam quotes yesh bedova sofik. That's boy Rabbi Bachon. That's the Gemara sofik. So yesterday we spent a little time on that Tosfos, the three different opinions, the Rashbam and the Ri, opposites. The Rashbam says Iri is kiklum sheni. I bet it says you need Mariko Shtifa. The Mishnah says you need Mariko Shtifa if you only had Iri. So it does not show Iri is Mavashal. So maybe he holds no, Iri is Mavliya. Maybe he holds Iri is not Mavashal, but it's still Mavliya. So would he say the same if there was a Bliya Ide Tzainan with the Rashbam? Maybe. Maybe he holds that the same is true if there's a bli bishul. The Gemara had a suffix if you have bishul below balua, but if you have balua below bishul, maybe he holds that there's also a mitzvah mariko shtifa. And the Riri and the Rabbeinu Baruch seem to hold not so, that the mitzvah merikah shtifa is only if it's mabushal. If it's not mabushal, you have an issue of hagola, but you don't have a din, you don't have all the mitzvahs of merikah shtifa, that's not to be makom kodesh. So the fact that the Mishnah and the Braisa say that Ira Letocho Roschin is also a din of merikah shtifa is a raya, that Iri has a din of bishul, either like the Riri says bishul k'dei kulo, like the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bala Sefer Truma says that it's Bishul Kedei Klipa, Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So based on this, what did Taisa say? So they said there is a din of Bishul. Let's say we fast like the Rabbeinu Baruch, the compromise, Kedei Klipa. So there is a din of Bishul in the Hilchos Shabbos. Then they say, and that's why it asks Kedei Klipa. They're working on the assumption that Klisheni would nasa. That's a Chiddush. Klisheni could be the Rashbam holds that Iru Yiski Klisheni. And a Klisheni also makes a bliya. Could be the Rashbam holds like the Ramban. Klisheni also makes a bliya. If it's Yatzolet, it makes a bliya. But in Hilchos Shabbos, Iri is ki Klisheni. So Iri is not Mavashal, and Klisheni is not Mavashal. And bliya would make a bliya. And you wouldn't need Mariko Shtif. Sure. But Taisus comes up with this Chiddush. Taisus holds that a bliya be Klisheni doesn't count. You don't have to kasha. Even though there's a bliya b'tzainen, if you have a bliyai day maliach keresech, a bliyai day kabish kemevushol, you have to kashem in atayra. But if it's a bliyai bechamin, it has to be dafke derech bishol. That's the Ramban's taina, doesn't make any sense. That's apparently what Taisa says. So we showed the way Taisa got it from the Gemara Masechet, and that's exactly the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Well, they loy gover atatoy gover. In the place he has to kashem, why don't you test it to see if there's a tam, to find out if there has a bliyai. What are they arguing, theoretical machlokes? Give it to a nochri, get 100 nochri, and give him a piece of food that has that was a case of Eloi Gova, Tatoi Gova, and find out, experiment and find out which way the bliya goes. That's what the tomb, that's what the crazy place is, the Kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests to the Teretz, Avada, there will be a bliya, but a bliya, Bechamen, that's not Derech Bishul, Taisus assumes is Mutta. So that's the Machloikis Rav Shmuel, which way is Derech Bishul? Eloi Gova, Tatoi Gova, which way has the status of Derech Bishul? That's what it sounds like. What according to the Taisus, what are the nafkaminas over here that Iri is mevashel either k'dei klipa? Let's say the way we paskin la'alocha like the Rabbeinu Baruch Hu is mevashel k'dei klipa. That's why you need mariko shtifa. If it would have been klisheni, you wouldn't have needed mariko shtifa. You wouldn't have needed even tekasha. Taisus goes a bigger chiddush. You wouldn't even have tekasha. Bliyas klisheni does nasa. Then it's an afkamina for Hilcha Shabbos, that Iri Mavashal Kedei Klipa is an afkamina for Shabbos. Then an afkamina for Iri Maim Roscham Ala Tanagoyla Sitzricha Klipa, because you mavliya the dam, derech bishul, into the Tanagoyla. So that dam is not going to come out al yidei malicha. So you have to remove the upper Kedei Klipa, because the Iri is Mavashal Adam Kedei Klipa. Below the upper Kedei Klipa, the Iri doesn't affect it. But the upper Kedei Klipa, the Iri is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. Then I said another nafkamina, fifth nafkamina. We have five nafkaminas. One is for hagola, one is for that it asks. One is that you need mariko shtifa, and one is for hilchos Shabbos, and then the fourth one is for ilu roischem ala tanegoilas, and the fifth one is for hagola purposes. Can you do hagola ide iri? So Taisus says if the bliya is only kedei klipa, then you can do hagola ide iri. If the bliya is kedei kulo, the bliya was let's say ide bishul, then you cannot do a hagola ide iri, because the iri is only mevashel kedei klipa, and the bliya originally was ide bishul, was kedei kulo. Maybe the bliya went through and through, so then iri would not be good. But if the whole bliya was ide iri, then the hagola can be ide iri. That's the gemara on avodah zara daf ayin vav. Practically, what's the lir daf on avodah zara? Somewhere around there, maybe that's the lir daf. I don't remember. Very close to the lir daf there, ayin vav. So the gemara says, Kibolo kachpolto. Someone bought marukfa zoban yeremayakum. Marukfa bought a treifa pot from an ochri that he used for cooking chazashmalt. So you had to do hagola. So how do you do hagola? You cook burning hot. You cook water in the pot till it gets burning hot. Just by the way, parenthetically, Taisus says the kash on the lid zapan abedizar and chulin. Yes. Whenever you do hagola, so the treifa bli goes into the water, what's going to prevent the treifa bli from going back into the pot? It'll make it back treif again. What good does any hagola accomplish? That the treif of bliya is niflat into the water, so it'll go back into the pot. So Tosfos says, Bishleima, if you have shishim in the water, it's so much of a volume of water, shishim keneged, the whole thickness of the pot, you don't know how much treif of bliya was absorbed in the pot. You have to be choshish, the Gemara says, maybe kedei kula, maybe the bliya, even though it's impossible, how can it be the entire thickness of the pot has through and through, it has a bliya of treif? So the Gemara says, nonetheless, we have no other way to determine, so we have to measure shishim, you have to be mishar keneged kula. So let's say I have a treif spoon, and I put the treif spoon into burning hot pot full of water. So the pot full of water has 60 times the volume of the spoon. So even if the whole treifa, even if the whole spoon is full of treifas from head to toe, the whole treifas goes in, when you do agal, the whole treifas goes out of the spoon into the water, shine, so it becomes batel b'shishim. So before it has a chance to be nivla back into the spoon or back into the pot in which I'm kashering it, it'll become batel b'shishim. What happens if you have a treifa pot? So how are you going to do hagola on a treifa pot? So you put the treifa pot, do hagola in a bigger pot that has shishim in the volume of the water connected to the thickness of the treifa pot. What if you have a gigantic pot and there's no way to do a hagola in a bigger pot that has shishim against this the thickness of the walls? What are you going to do then? So Taisha says, then you have to wait till it clears and ain't a ben yomo. Mina Torah, liyasa Torah, lekedera bas yomo. When the pot hasn't been used for treifas in the last 24 hours, so then in our Torah we declare that the pot is kosher, you don't have to kosher at all, because it's the bliya in the pot, after sitting in the charsis hakdeira for 24 hours, the bliya becomes nice and tam levgam. So whatever I'm going to cook in the pot, I'm going to cook potato soup, vegetable soup, chicken, latkes, whatever you're going to cook, fleshiks, milchiks, whatever you're going to cook, this bliya is going to go from the thickness of the walls of the pot into the soup or into the food you're going to cook now. It's going to be nice and tamlev gum. It's not going to be nice and tamlev shrach. It will not improve the flavor. If anything, it will be pagim with the mixtus. And the Torah, the Gemara says it's muta. The whole need for kashering is only midirabbanan. Why they introduced kashering midirabbanan? Gzeir ena ben yomo, ota ben yomo. So the Gemara said, the Tosfos says that gzeir ena ben yomo, ota ben yomo was only introduced on the original pot that had the treif of bliya. The tchilas of bliya was lishvach. When the chazer shmaltz was cooked in the pot, it was nice and tam l'shvach. But because it was sitting there for 24 hours, so the bliya, the treif of bliya, and the chazer sag there was nepach lios, nice and tam l'gam. So that's what they asked me the rabbanon. That bliya, you have to kasher the pot because the tchilas of bliya was l'shvach. But what if now I'll kasher the pot and the treif of bliya goes into the water and then it's going to come back right back into the pot? But now it's already nice and tam l'gam. So now when it goes out and it comes back in, now the tchilas of bliya is l'gam. They never asked it midirabon. They only asked it less in time of gam midirabonon in the case where the tchilas abliya was lishvach. Originally, I cooked chazer shmaltz in the pot. I cooked the pork and beans in the pot. So at the time that I cooked it, it was less in time lishvach. But because the bliya was sitting in the charsis hagdera, in the thickness of the walls of the gdera for more than 24 hours, it became less in time of gam. So since the tchilas abliya was lishvach, and it became less in time of gam, so then they asked me the rabbanon. They required that you should kasher me the rabbanon. Kazeira ain't a benyom. Kazeira ain't a benyom. Ata benyom. Once you're going to kasher, the bliya is going to go into the water. Then it's going to come back in. Then it's going to come back into the pot that it used to be treif. And now I just kashered it. So that says that doesn't bother me. It's chilus abliya lift gam. So it doesn't bother me. So that's the gemara. And the last half an hour is a marukva. Bought a treif pot zavan yoramayakum. He bought a yoram means a pot. He bought a big soup pot from the goy. And the big soup pot was so big, it was impossible to fit into another pot where you're going to have shishin in the water of the pot. Can I get the thickness of this pot? It was just too big. So how do you kasher such a pot? So the Gemara says, no problem. You fill up the pot with water. You wait 24 hours till it's ayna ben yomi. You fill up the pot with water, and then you put a lid on top. If you don't have a lid on top of the pot, the water will just keep on evaporating. It's not going to start bubbling. You have to kasher with bubbling hot water, with mayim roishchem. So the only time it becomes bubbling is if you put a lid on top. Otherwise, it just keeps on evaporating. It's not going to bubble. Yeah, there's a bubble here, bubble there. So it's not going to be really roasting.
Why don't we just do hakola two or three times and it accomplishes the same thing?
You can do that too. Taisus has a discussion. You can do that too, if not for the fact that we paskan la Ashkenaz and paskan like the Rabbeinu Tam, that we say chaticha atzma nasus nevela. That means like this. If I have a treif pot, then I'm going to do a hagola in a pot that I don't have shishim against it. I only have 10 times the amount against it. So the bliya is going to go into the water. The whole treif bliya goes into the water. Then it comes back into the pot, but only one-tenth of the Belia comes back into the pot. Then I'll spill out the water, and I'll do a second Hagola. And again, the Hagola, I only have 10 units, it's 10 times as much water against it. So it's one-tenth of one-tenth. Now it's going to be one-hundredth. So now it's going to be Bapu B'shishim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim in Tosfos says like that. The Rabbeinu Tam, whose opinion was accepted by the Ramah, by the Ashkenazim, says it's no good. He says, whenever you don't have Shishim, let's say normally you don't have Shishim in the water, keneged the thickness of the pot. Normally you don't have Shishim in the water in the Kli itself. If I'm doing Hagola on this Kli, by putting this Kli on the fire, I fill up a pot. If I have a little spoon and I want to do Hagola and a big vat full of water, I can have Shishim easily. But if I want to do Hagola, I just have one pot. I'm not putting one pot into another pot. I take one pot, trefa pot, and I put it on top of the fire. I put water in and I put a lid on top, and I'm going to do Hagola like that. The blue is going to go out. So then we assume that most of the time, Ruba de Ruba, normal Kalim don't have Shishim in the volume of the water, connected to the thickness of the walls. But you will certainly have 10 times as much that you will have. So the Rabbeinu Tam throws in a monkey wrench over here, and we pass them like this chumer with the Rabbanan, Rabbeinu Tam's chumer, that since the tray for blia goes into the water and you only have 10 times as much, you don't have 60 times as much, so that water became treif. So now when the water goes back into this pot that used to be treif, now I cash it, now the tray for blia goes back in, now I need shishim keneged the whole blia. Not only do you need shishim keneged one-tenth of the blia, in truth, that's all that's treif. There's only one-tenth of the blia. The halacha says that I consider all the water as if all the water became treif, because I didn't have shishim. So I need shishim against all the water. So that's why it won't help if you do hagola twice. So that's the story. Let me just do the story. Marufa bought a pot zav on Yoira from an ochri, and he had to do hagola on the pot because it had treifus. So how's he going to do hagola? So he took some dough. It wasn't a shayla of chametz. It was for use for all year long for chametz. He wasn't interested in cashing it for Pesach. So he made he took dough, clay dough, whatever, or regular dough, whatever, chametzik dough. And he took, let's say, on the side of the pot, so he put dough up in such a way around the whole pot so that when the water will go to the top, it's going to bubble. So it won't spill on the floor. His wife is going to kill him because he doesn't want to spill the water on the floor. So that if the water is going to overflow, which it will, when it starts to bubble, so it's going to overflow, so it'll get caught over here in the artificial rim that he just made around it. So the shaila is, this is good. He fills up the pot, let's say, till a half an inch before the top, and then he puts the lid on top and it's bubbling, fine. And then the water is going to spill over a little bit. So this is good to kasher the whole inside of the pot. We assume that the whole thickness in the pot became treif originally when the goy was cooking the chazal shmaltz in the pot. The blia goes through and through, and the plate that goes through and through. When you do a hagola, there's no need to dip the walls of the pot into burning hot water on this side and on that side. It didn't become treif. The goy didn't cook chazal shmaltz on the outside. The goy cooked chazal shmaltz on the inside. So when I cook the water on the inside, I assume the water will penetrate through and through to the same extent that the chazal shmaltz penetrated. The water will penetrate. Maybe it will penetrate further because water is more liquid than chazal shmaltz. The water will penetrate through and through, and it will take out to the same extent that the chazal shmaltz went through and through. So the water will take out the blia. So the shaila, this is good for the whole pot. The bottom of the pot is covered. It's taken care of. Covered is a good word. Bottom of the pot is taken care of because I have burning hot water. The treif of chazal shmaltz went through and through, and the water is going to go through and through. What is not going through and through, it's not dripping out on the bottom. It's not extinguishing the flame on the bottom. But the water is removing the whole blia. Fine, to the same extent that the chazal shmaltz went through and through. So the water's gone through and through. Then the walls also. What about on top? So the Gemara says there's a problem because whenever you cook chazal shmaltz, some of the chazal shmaltz spritzes up. So not only will there be a blia, apparently this is a pot that goes up, and then it has episode lift on top, it goes over a little bit. So some of the chazal shmaltz is going to jump up and be nivla directly into that into the lip on top, and the hagola process is only going to take care up until the top of the pot that contains the water. It can't take care of the outside. So how is he going to have a hagola for the outside part? So the Gemara says no problem. How did the lip become treif on top? What kind of a blia did it have? It had a blia of irui. I wasn't mamish cooking. The whole, the walls of the pot and the bottom of the pot had a bli ayde bishul. But what's the bli of the lip that's rolling over on top? That's ayde irui. That maybe chazeshmat jumped, spritzed up, and it landed over there on the pot that's sticking out on top. So he says, kibola kach polto. Kishem shebola benitzotzo, just like it possibly became treif, we weren't there. The year that the goy used the pot, or the 10 years that the goy used the pot, we assume that it probably had chazeshmats jumping up. So kach polta benitzotus. Now, when we're doing the hagolah, so there's going to be burning hot water that's going to be jumping up also. So you do hagolah for a couple of minutes, and the burning hot water will be bubbling hot, jumping all over the place. So you'll have an irui, which will kasher the upper lip of the pot all around. So Taisus proves in that Gemara. The iri kikli rishon, and if you hold like the ri, the iri is mamish kikli rishon. So why does the Gemara say that iri is good to do a hagolah on the pot that curls over on top of the pot? Because the whole bliyah was only ayday nitzotos, only the bliyah was ayday iri. Even if it would have been a bliyah ayday bishol mamish aloesh, let's say I have a pot that the goy cooked chazash malsin, and I have a kettle of burning hot water, I want to pour from the burning hot kettle of water on top of the pot. So according to the ri, that should also be good. Because Iri is Mavashal Kedei Kulo. So that's the Rabbeinu Baruch's Raya against the Ri. The Iri Kikli Rishon, like the Ri. My Iri, why does the Rav Marukva say on the last half an hour of the Zohar? Mishum de Bola Benitzot, Afilu Bola B'liya Gemura. Even in the lower part of the pot, the floor of the pot, and the walls of the pot, which were Bola B'liya Gemura, Ayidei Bishol, not Ayidei Iri, Afilu Bola B'liya Gemura, is also Polat Benitzot, that's Iri. If you hold that Iri is Mavashal Kedei Kulo, it's a Raya Levadi Loi Mavashal Kedei Klipo. So that's why, since the whole Bliya was only Ayidei Nitzosos, Ayidei Iri, so it's only Balea Kedei Klipo, so that's why you can do a Hagola, Ayidei Klipo. That's what Tari says. Klisha Tashmisha Ayidei Iri, Kigon Kairis. If you have bowls, if you have metal bowls that you pour in soup, burning hot soup in, so Yochal Agil and Ayidei Iri, the Kibola Kach Polta, that's what it comes out from the Gemara and Avodah Zohar Davov. Yishem Shabola Benitzotas, Kachpolta Benitzotas. Tosas didn't invent it. They're just saying over. The first wide line in Taisus, a Kalish, it sounds as if they're making up a new cloud. Kalish, a Tashmish, like the Irik, you're going to carry the Ochel Agion, the Irik, Kabola Kachpolta, that's what it's saying in the Gemara. Yishem Shabola Benitzotas, Kachpolta Benitzotas. Yes, steam, yeah. If you have, let's say, you're cooking milk and steam goes up, I have a fleshy pot on top and I'm cooking a bowl of milk on the bottom and the milk evaporates, so the steam makes the fleshy pot milchik, right. The steam makes a blia, that is correct.
So
steam makes a blia. The question is steam acceptable for Hagola? So that's that was a big question in Europe the last 100 years, and we are machma on that. Moshe is Mekel, if he really gets stuck on a cliche in Ben Yom where the whole Hagolah is only needed in the Rabbanim, it's a big shas atchak, so he's Mekel that he can do Hagolah Ayidei Steam. If the Bliya was Ayidei Steam, then for sure he can do Hagolah Ayidei Steam, Kibolah Kach Polta. But the shas is, what if the Bliya was in a normal fashion? Can you do Hagolah Ayidei Steam? The Bliya was Ayidei Iri, let's say. Can you do Hagolah Ayidei Steam? So that's very questionable, so we avoid that. So that was the Taisus. Yeah, why did we learn that Taisus before we finished the Gemara Amud Aleph? Let's go again back to the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Because on Amud Aleph we got involved in Rashi. Let's review again the whole Hishtashlus Tanu Rabbanan. The Shammai distinguish that 10 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan. Shammai said, depends whether you're pouring hot into cold, cold into hot. What's enough gemina? Is the end result that all the water is getting burning hot, so it's bishul? What's the difference between pouring hot into cold and cold into hot? So the Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus learned, no, that's exactly what it means. Pouring A into B, the thing on the bottom is 10 times more than, 50 times more than the stuff on top. So whatever you're pouring on top into the bottom is going to be swallowed up by the bottom. So if the bottom is burning hot, if you're pouring tzoyne l'toch hacham, you're pouring a cup of cold water into burning hot water, the cold water is going to be nizbashel. So that's going to be an act of bishul. But if you're pouring hot, a little cup of hot water into a bucket of ice cold water, so the hot water is going to get cold. It's not that the cold water is going to get hot. The hot water is going to get cold. So that's what the Rabbi Natan learns pshat and beishama. Not like Rashi. What did Rashi learn the different pshat? Rashi says the reason Rashi doesn't learn like the Rabbi Natan, that it's self-understood that whatever is on the bottom is 10 times as much as what you're pouring in on top, and that's going to win. Whatever is on the bottom is going to win. So Rashi says, no, it's even Steven. What you're pouring in is 1 gallon, and what's on the bottom is vital 1 gallon. Or it could be what you're pouring in half a gallon, and the bottom is a whole gallon. Rashi doesn't say like the Rabbi Natan, that whatever's on the bottom is going to win, because it's the overwhelming majority. So Rashi says, if the bottom is burning hot, then you say tatoi govar, that causes the upper thing that you're pouring in to become is basho. And if the upper thing is hot and the bottom thing is cold, even if the upper thing is 10 gallons of burning hot water and the bottom is cold water, so Rashi says you say tatoi govar, and there's no bishul. Beishamai hold tatoi govar. So Tosafot said, what do you mean tatoi govar is a machlokes amoraim, Rabbi Shmuel, im sochem daf ayin vav? How come no one quotes that there's a brisa here? Beishamai and Beisil hold tatoi govar. Rashi learns Beishamai and Beisil both agree tatoi govar, except Beishamai are machmer even in a klisheni, and Beisil disagree. Beisil learn bechanotel chatzen and tzenotel chacham and is muta beben v'mumbum bekoyis. If it's a klisheni, ain bishul de klisheni. And the Beishamai Amachmer, the Yesh Bishul Bikulisheni. But Beishamai hold there's no din of Bishul Bikulisheni, call it Terakula. It's hard to believe. They hold that it's Basim B'chol of their Eisen. They hold by Korban Pesach, Boshul B'vushul B'amayim. By Korban Pesach, it's a Bishul their Eisen. So Tesis doesn't want to learn like that. Tesis understands that the Beishamai also agree with the Beisilah that ain't Bishul Menatar Bikulisheni. It's a Chumer Midirabonah, they were Machmer Bikulisheni, Otu Akzera, Otu Klibish. That's how Tosafot learns. So again, so Rashi learns that this whole sugya is going lefi. We happen to paskin like that tatoi gover. That's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Amsoch Ma'invov. We paskin tatoi gover. The Gemara brings a rai from a brisa like that. That the din is tatoi gover. So Rashi learns that that's what it says in this brisa. Bein lebeisul bein lebeishamai. Except the beishamai hold that this issue of Eloi of tatoi govar even applies to a klisheni, because with the rabbanon you have to be machmer that klisheni is also mevashel, and the beisilah disagree and they say no, in a klisheni everything goes, the kos does make a difference because kos is klisheni, aval bambati, but if you have a kli rishon, then the beisilah also agree chamin techatzen on techachamin. So Rashi says because tatoi govar. What does ambati mean? Ambati means the kli rishon, but medvam amurim the kos. That's a cliche now, but bambati means a klivishon. So why do they use such funny lashonis? So that's what Tosafot is led to believe. Ambati means it's also a klisheni. But since it's for bathing, it's for taking a hot bath, so the ambati is mamish roischim. So they made exer de rabbonah, and even Beisilah agreed. They made exer de rabbonah to treat an ambati as if it were a klivishon. That's bein le beisham and bein le Beisilah. Beisham and Beisilah argue, what about a kos? Beishamai hold, you go so far to make Gzera Rabbanah there, even by kos, you make Gzera Klisheni or to Klivishan. We still say it only makes sense to make Gzera Bambati. Bambati is Amir L'Rechitza, so that's Cham B'Yosef. But by kos, they never made that Gzera. So that's how we got involved in this, that Tosafot argued with Rashi. How can Rashi interpret that the Brisa is telling me that Bein LeBeishamai, Bein LeBeisilu, there is a premise that Tatoi Govar, Tatoi Govar, true, that's the way we paskin in Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav, but how can it be a machlokes amoraim on a topic that Beisham and Beisil both said like that? So we said that this halacha of Tatoi Govar is relevant. That's how the Rabbeinu Baruch Baal Sefer HaTshuma came up with his tzak, since the Gemara says in Pesachim Ayin Vav Tatoi Govar. So if you're pouring Cham L'Techatzainen, there's not going to ask it kulo, but Ademekale Bola, while the bottom thing is Tzainen, is causing the upper thing, the Cham, to cool off. Ademekale, while it's cooling it off, Bola, there will be a Kulia Kede Klipo. So that led the Rabbeinu Baruch to say that here is Mavashal Kede Klipo. So that's why yesterday we skipped from Amud Aleph, some days. We just said the Machleg is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What's the difference between Cham Techatzainen and Tzainen Techacham? The Rashi said it's all based on Tatoi Govar, and they said, how can it be? That's a machlokes amoraim. How can it be that all the Tanoim are saying Tatoi Govar? It's a good kasha on Rashi. Okay, good kasha. And Tosfos learned the Epshat. So yesterday we jumped to the Rabbeinu Baruch just to finish the Shleimus Aryan. But let's go back on Omer Aleph again. Omer Aleph, they quote the Machlekes Beishama and Beisila. Nochmo. So Tosfos says, Beishama Yagri Gaminatur Klisheni Enim of Ashel is just a Chumer Midi Rabbanan. They made Xeri Klisheni Ote Klishen. But even Beisila who don't hold from the Xeri, that's only because when it's Lishti Avobambati, we say Chamin Ater Chatzen and his Mut, Tzen Ater Chachamin is Otzer. What's the story of Bambati? Ambati means Kli Rishon. So Taisa thinks it doesn't read straight if Ambati means Kli Rishon. No, Ambati means a Kli Sheni. But because it's Lerichitza, so that's why it's roasting, it's hotter than Lishtiya. So there, even the Beisilul agree that you make a Gzera the Rabbanon that Yesh Bishul be Kli Sheni if the Kli Sheni is an Ambati. Because it's Reseach B'Yosa. Fine. Reb Shimon Ben Menasye Oser. Shimon Asher says you're not allowed to. Not allowed to do what? Not allowed to do what? So the Gemara has two pshatim whether Shimon Asher goes on the Sefer, he goes on the Resha. What does it mean? If he goes on the Sefer, so what he's talking about is Ambati. That whereas the Beisilul and Beishamai both agree, but Ambati makes a difference for the Chamin Techsen and Techacham, why does it make a difference? According to Rashi, it makes a difference because he holds Tatoi Gova. According to Rabbeinu Tam makes a difference because whatever is on the bottom is in 10 times as much as what you have on the top. So at the end of the whole procedure, that's going to win. If the bottom is a bucket of ice cold water, you pour in 5 drops of burning hot water, it's not going to have any effect. So you're not doing a bishul. If the bottom is burning hot water and you're pouring in a few drops of cold water, you're being mevashel the cold water. So the Sham and Bishul both say that there's a difference between Chamin Tersen and Terchacham. And the difference in L'chol HaDeis, the difference applies even to an Ambati, even Ambati is Klisheni, comes Rav Shem Menashe, if you say Rav Shem Menashe goes on the Sefer, comes Rav Shem Menashe and he disagrees. And he holds, even Chamin L'Tzoy HaTzoynen is also Osa Midirabonon. So according to Rabbi Natam, Cham L'Tzoy HaTzoynen have a big bucket. I have a big bucket full of cold water. I'm pouring a few drops of burning hot water into the cold water. It's going to take out the chill slightly. So that's awesome with the Rabbanon. That's awesome with the Rabbanon. Because when I pour in the few drops of burning hot water, it's mevashel. What mevashel? When mevashel? It gets a bottled bailiff. How was that mevashel? So that's what it says. That's how the Gemara thought originally. That Rav Shimon ben Menashe goes on the Sefer. And he holds that by Ambati, it doesn't make a difference even in our Torah. It makes sense that it should make a difference. The Fishitas Rashi, the Fishitas Tatais, whichever way you're learning. It makes sense on the level of the Raisin. No, Midir Rabbanan, Rav Shimon ben Menashe, makes a Gzeira. And he holds, you're not allowed to pour in Chamlet, you're not permitted to pour in Chamlet, Terchatzain, and even though there's no reason to ask it at all, strictly speaking, a Gzeira ought to Tzain on the Terchacham. Then the Gemara has an about face, and the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Misavis Rav Shimon Asi goes, Asefer Koi. Who says he's talking about Ambatya? Perhaps he really goes, Areisha Koi. There was, the Areisha starts off, there is a machlek, is Bisham and Misilah by Kos. What do you say? A Kos is a Klisheni. Do you say, Yesh Bishop be Klisheni, or Ein Bishop be Klisheni? So the Bishamai say, Midirabonon. That's what I said before, Midirabonon, you should be Machmer Gzeira to ask the Bishop be Klisheni. Oto Bishul Bikli Rishon. And Bishulah disagree that because everything is Mutah, Ben Chamat Techatzen and Senat Techacham, everything is okay. So now comes Rav Shimon ben Menashe on the case of Kos, and he says, I think that it should be Asa. What do you mean I think it should be Asa? I hold like Beishamah. That's what he holds. He holds like Beishamah. So that's what the Gemara asks. How can that be? Lame Rav Shimon ben Menashe Damakye Beishamah? If he says Rav Shimon ben Menashe goes on the Resha, so he's saying he agrees with Beishamah. Gemara says, Hachikama. Yeah, this is what he meant to say. There never was a machlekes, there's a mistaken tradition. There never was a machlekes, Beisham and Beisilah. If there would have been a machlekes, we know that the halacha was miskabla like the Beisilah. He claims, Lanech luka Beisham Beisilah b'dav hazeh. And they all agree that even Cham l'tech hatzainen is not permissible midirabon. The We left that in between. The Gemara had at this footnote here. Well, my the Gemara has a shaila. Rav Yosef lamei mistekel hareu kambati. What does that mean? So Tosis explains very well what's going on. Just like Midi Rabbanu, they declared that Ambati, despite the fact that it's a klisheni, should have the chumris of kli rishon, because it's burning hot, it's lerechitza. So Sava Rav Yosef lamei. Rav Yosef originally thought to say sefel hareu kambati. If you have a dishpan to wash the dishes in, and you have burning hot water in the dishpan, that's the same as an ambati, just like an ambati, despite the fact that it's a klisheni. Is a mavashal midi rabbanon. They made exam of the rabbanon. Why? Because the ambati usually have burning hot water to take a bath, to bathe the body. So Rav Yosef originally thought to say, and Abai shlugged them up because of the favor of Brises, so he backed out right away. So originally he thought for a while, so Rav Yosef the name, say so, hared kambati. If you have a little container of burning hot, if you have a little container of, and you pour it in burning hot water, and it's a klisheni, the sefel is a klisheni. And this sefel, the water in the sefel is used to wash your face, to wash the body. So that should have the same stuff. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef originally thought that since the kavona, by pouring the hot water into the sefel, is to bathe the body, so just like ambati is for the purpose of bathing the body, and it's kambi yoser, some of the rabbanim said you got to treat it as if it were a kli rishon. He thought the same is true regarding the sefel. And then the Gemara says that it's just not so. Amalei Abai. It's Abai brought to the attention of Rav Yosef that there's a Beferish Abraisa that says not so. Tan Rav Yosef, Tan Rav Chia Seif Lein and Kambat. So once it says in the Abraisa, so Rav Yosef backs down. That's not correct. And this Havamina is what led the Gemara to give the other suggested reading in Rav Shimon Ben Asya. Imagine Salgadai to make hard the Seif Lein Kambat. According to the Havamina, the Rav Yosef had to say within Rav Shimon Menashe that we paskan like him, even seifel harehu kambati. Yeah, that a seifel is dina kambati. And the Amr Ram Nachman Alach Rav Shimon Menashe, and we paskan like that. The Drake the Gemara say can never have rechitza bechamin at all. El b'shamis rechitza bechamin leko. You can't even have eva. You can't have even one eva. How can you wash? So Rashi explains what's the kasha, because the hot water from Erev Shabbos is usually burning hot. So you usually have to mix in a little cold water to cool it down a little bit. So according to Rav Shimon Ben Asya, water that's miyuchad for bathing the body, even if the water's in a sefel, not in an ambati, we have to treat it as if it weren't an ambati. And the water's usually burning hot, you have to mix it with cold water. All week long, that's what we do. When you have hot water, like when we take a bath, when you take a shower, so you turn on a little bit of hot water and the cold water, and they blend in together. Most normal people don't just turn on the hot water. They'll get burnt. It depends. If you take your shower at 1 o'clock at night, if you live in an apartment building, and you run around till 2 o'clock, and you take a shower at 2 o'clock, so they turn off the steam, so there isn't so much hot water then. So then you can turn on, it's best only to turn on the hot water. Don't turn on the cold water. It'll be freezing cold. So then you only turn on the hot water. But normally, Rashi says, you have to mix in hot water with cold water if you want to wash your body with the water. So according to Rav Shimon Ben Asya, he says, you're not allowed to say kol hareu kambati, and he's machmer, you're not allowed to pour the hot water into the cold water, you're not allowed to pour the cold water into the hot water. So how do you ever bathe part of the other viraglav on Shabbos with cham shulchma me'erv Shabbos? Everybody says that's mutter. Hot water that was cham shulchma me'erv Shabbos. To wash part of the other viraglav. Everybody agrees mutter. You can't wash it with the burning hot water. You burn your skin. Normally the hot water is hot, so you're going to wait till the hot water, have a whole samovar of hot water. You're going to wait till the hot water cools off. No, it's in the samovar. It's not. I don't want it to cool off. I want to drink the rest of the water. So I'm going to take some hot water, mix it with some cold water. Shimon Asi said you're not allowed to. If you say seifel is not like ambati, so the chumra of Rav Shimon Ben Asi only goes on ambati. It doesn't matter whether you're pouring hot into cold into hot. That's an ambati, not an seifel. But lemaidis, and that's takala halacha. The seifel is not kambati. Seifel is kikos. Seifel is a klisheni, and a klisheni can pour chamla techatzayna. You can't pour tzayna techachamla, but you can pour chamla techatzayna. But lemaidis, salak adaita meikor, but according to the original mistaken havamina of Rav Yosef, that sov Rav Yosef lemaimah, he originally thought to say seifel areu kambati. Rav Shimon Asi says, not allowed to do this way, not allowed to do that way, not allowed to do that, not allowed to do that. So you can't bathe in hot water. How can you ever wash part of the other baraglam in hot water? It can't be that the hot water cooled off. And it's right. Rashi says it never happens like that. The hot water is always too hot. to wash the body, and you have to mix it with cold water. Far-fetched case that he's going to hold the hot water so long till it's going to be exactly lukewarm. People don't do that. They take burning hot water and they mix in a little cold water and they prepare it and then they wash it. The Gemara says, how can it be? The Gemara says, no, me, Sarah, Sab Shimon, I say, you are making a mistake. You think Rav Shimon Menashe disagrees on Ambati that it doesn't make a difference hot into cold, cold into hot. He's telling me, say, for La Reka Ambati, according to Rabbin, he said, hot takasha. No, Rav Shimon goes on the Reisha. There was an erasure, it said there's a machlokes b'sham and b'silel, whether you're machmer on a klisheni or not. So Rav Shimon holds like b'sham, you're machmer on a klisheni, but only in one direction, not in the other. Only tzayin l'tel chacham you're not allowed. Chacham l'tel chacham, and even b'sham I say is allowed. Rav Shimon just says, I vote like Rav Shimon. I hold like b'sham. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rav Shimon holds like b'sham. Nobody holds like, we don't pass like b'sham. The Gemara says, no, he holds on a nechel k'vedavazet. There's a mistake in tradition. He heard such a version that there's machlekes b'sham and b'silel, where they make exera the rabbanik klisheni ratzu klivish, and he holds that it's not correct. Even b'silel agree with b'sham. They never disputed this. L'nechel b'sham and b'silel b'davaz. They never, he denies it. Says there never was such a machlekes. Everybody agrees that that they made exera the rabbanon by coast. The klisheni ratzu klivish and made exera the rabbanon. That's what Tosis points out. This whole suggested pshat that Rav Shimon Menashe is chelik on the reisha, and he holds it's not true that there was a machlekes b'sham yisrael miolam lanechlu b'sham yisrael b'davazet. That's only according to the mistake and hava mina that sover Rav Yosef lemeiv seifel harei kambati. So they pushed him into a corner. So what does Rav Shimon ben Menashe say? If we talk like Rav Shimon Menashe, so according to his mistake and hava mina, he would have had to interpret that Rav Shimon Menashe is denying that the Rebbe was a machlekes b'sham and b'sil, even they still agree to b'shamai, then you make exer the rabbanon klisheni or to klivishin. But alibe de emes, says this, that alibe de emes, we have a price of Rav Chiya Tani Rav Chiya, it's sefer eino kambati. So you don't have any hechrich now, you don't have any kasha now. So then why should you say Rav Shimon goes on the reisha and he denies that the Rebbe was a machlekes b'sham and b'sil? No! The reisha records the machlekes b'sham and b'sil, where the klisheni does exer the rabbanon. And the halacha is like Bisila, there never was exera the rabbanon, and there's no two versions of what Bisila and Bisham is. And Rav Shimon Menashe goes on the Sefer, and he says it does make a difference this way, that way. Ambati is a Kli Rishon, mid the rabbanon I treat it like a Kli Rishon, even though it's a Klisheni. And there he says it does make a difference. Chama the Techa Tzayin and Tzayin the Techa Chama. What does the Gemara say? How should we pass an halacha l'maisa? We just went through a few opinions here. B'sham, B'sil, Rav Shimon Menashe, and two versions of Rav Shimon Menashe. And one said, we pass like Rav Shimon Menashe. That's what he said before. Amar Nachman, halacha k'Rav Shimon Menashe. So the question is, do we really pass like that? Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Menashe. So that's what the Gemara says now. Amar Rav Huna Beidu Rabbi Shua, Chazina Leila Rav, we pass an halacha. So we're going to pass him like Rava here. So he says, Chazina Leila Rava. I once, Rabun Beidu Rabbi Shua says, I once was in Rava's home on Shabbos, and I saw the Lakopid, he's not medactic for this Rav Shimon. The Lakopid Amon, he's not makpid on the Kli. Or the Lakopid, he's not Nizar on this din of Rav Shimon ben Menashe. Why did he see, what did he hear from Rava? He saw that Rava was not makbid, and Rava explained himself. Meditani Rav Chiya, because it says beferish and a brayse, nelson al mekitan shemaim l'tach sefer shemaim bein mechamim l'tach hatzaynin bein tzaynin l'tach hachamim. Why is it nelson? Why is nelson al mekitan shemaim l'tach sefer shemaim? The sefer shemaim is a klisheni. So klisheni is not mamashal. So it doesn't matter whether chamim l'tach hatzaynin tzaynin l'tach hachamim. Everything is okay. Sure. So therefore, Rava holds that the lahakel, and you don't have to be concerned about Rav Shimon ben Menashe. He says it's also in both directions. We don't pass him like Rav Shimon ben Menashe. We pass him like the Tanakama's version. Reg the Gemara. How can you prove from the Braisa? Only Ravuna le Rav Ashi v'dil m'shani hasam the mapsikeli. Maybe that Braisa is talking about. He has water, he has a bottle of water, and he's taking the bottle of water, putting it into a container of burning hot water. either the bottle of water is cold and the container of water is hot, or the bottle of water is hot, the container of water is cold. Keton shalmayim, there's water contained in a keton, and he's putting this whole bottle into a seifel shalmayim. One is cham, one is seinen, so it doesn't make a difference in either direction. The halacha says that it's mutash, and because it's klisheni, the klisheni is not melash. So he says maybe that's a special case because the kli is mafsik, so the heat doesn't really go through and through. But what if you would be pouring the water in? Maybe if you're pouring the water in, then you would be considered as mevashal the water. So he says no. Amalei. Ravashi answers back to Rav Huna. Maritma. No, my version of the braisa of Tani Rav Chiya is not the way you said it over. No, sedanim kitu shalmayim techa seifu shalmayim. That you put a container of water into a larger container of water. One is hot, one is cold, and one is going to have an effect on the other. No, my version of the price is Marit, namely, Maradim Kitish Maim Tech Sefer Shamayim, Yacham Tech Sefer Shamayim, Tech Sefer Shamayim, because the whole thing is a cliche. So he says that's the correct Yerusha, and that's Halacha, that in cliche, there's no Bishul be cliche, you don't make Exer the Rabbah. Sure? Okay.
If you learn that cliche is not the Vashti,
you discuss
it about
if it was Mizbashel the first time.
Mizbashel not a cliche?
Yeah. So you say Mizbashel and Mizbashel. Nothing is accomplished.
Even though Klisheni is Eina Mavasha.
Klisheni al Pidin is Eina Mavasha because it's Eina Dach Bishop Bekapti, even if you succeed. Yeah. Even if you succeed in being Mavashel, it doesn't count. Yeah. It's not called a Maisa Bishop. I saw a strange comment in the Sefer Derech Pikudecha by the Bnei Yisoschar. He wrote a Sefer on Mitzvahs. He writes on the Mitzvah Pirah V'Rivya. He says, let's say a fella marries a girl, and they tell him that this girl is unable to have children. Then a miracle happens, and she has children. They didn't think they were going to have children. So she has twins, a boy and a girl. So he says, you're not yet in the Mitzvah Pirah V'Rivya. He says, since at the time that he was living with her, he thought that's not going to work. It's like over here, Klisheni. Klisheni ain't a mevashel. Why? Because it's not supposed to work. So even if it does work, it doesn't count. Allah says that that's not called bishul. So over here also, since he married a girl and they said this girl just can't have any children, you're going to have to marry a second wife in order to have children. He says, okay, I'll marry a second wife. And then with this girl, she has twins, he has a boy and a girl. So it's up to chiddush that you're not yet to the mitzvah. Yeah, that's a question because Anochi had the children at the time that he was mechuyev even a mitzvah piravirivim. So you see that you're yoytza the mitzvah, even though you had the children at the time that you weren't a bar chiyuvah even. So how can you say you have to? How can the derech pikudecha say you're only yoytza the mitzvah if you did the hishtadlus kedin? He married a girl, and normal people get married and they have children, and he thought everything was going to work. Kohen is going to have children, but you don't even have to be a bar chiyuvah at the time. That's a kash on what he said, but the idea that he says is along, he doesn't quote this, but it's along the lines of this thesis. That since the klisheni enim of Asha, so even if it does succeed in doing the bishul, that doesn't count. That's not considered a ma'isa bishul. Okay, so basically, this gemara has a blend of dinim de rabbanan and dinim de raisa here. Rashi says the dinim de raisa are tatoi govar. Which way is bishul? Tatoi govar is relevant for bishul. And Tosfos says, Tatoi Govar is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What are you telling me? All the Tanoim, Bisham and Bisul, everybody holds Tatoi Govar. How can you have a machlokes Amaroi? No one was aware of this, right? So the Rabbi Natan says it has nothing to do with Tatoi Govar. What it means is, whatever's on the bottom is 10 times more than what's on top, and it's just going to win. That's all. If on the bottom is cold, the hot water is just going to take out the chill. If on the bottom is hot, and you're pouring in cold water, the cold water on top is going to become very, very burning hot. Okay, so that's that aspect, the chilek between Cham Tech Hatzayin and Tzayin Tech Hacham, that's a difference on the level of the Raisa. Lefi Rashi, one interpretation, Lefi Rabbi Natam, a different interpretation. Then the rest of the Raisa is all thrown in Chumris Midrabbanan. That even though Beisham and Bisil both agreed that Ein Bishul Beklisheni, but nonetheless, Bambati they made Exer the Rabbanan. And then, the way the Tanakhama says, there's a Machlek is Beisham and Bisil, whether they made Exer the Rabbanan by coast. And then there was one suggestion which was rejected, that Shimon ben Manasseh disagrees with the Tanakhama's version. He holds Not true. Even Beisilil agreed that there's exer derabanan even by coast. Not only Bambati klisheni is there exer derabanan even by coast klisheni lishtiya. Those are exer derabanan. But then Tosfos says that whole suggested shot that Rav Shimon Nasi goes areisha, that's all scratches. That's all a havamina within a havamina. It's rejected. So what's the final maskana? What did Rav Shimon Nasi say? Shimon Nasi said when you're dealing with a real case with shayach bishul, either a real bona fide kli rishon or an ambati, which we treat with the rabbanah like a kli rishon, so then you have to be machmer both directions. Even though it absolutely doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Rabbi Natam explained, what does it mean chamlatech hatzainen? Tzainen is 10 times as much as the chamin, and the chamin is going to disappear there. It's going to take out the chill. So it doesn't make sense of Shimon Menatzi. So that's what the Gemara says. Even though Rabbi Nachman says, halachik Rabbi Shimon Menatzi, but the Gemara says, Rabbi doesn't hold like that. We don't hold like that. We don't pass like Shimon Menatzi. That's the Gemara. Okay. Next Mishnah, we already discussed part of it. The din is that not only is there Bishul al Gabi Ho'esh, there is Bishul Bikli Rishon Shaloy al Gabi Ho'esh. That's called Bishul Betoldos Ho'esh. The pot of burning hot soup, let's say soup has water evaporates at 212. Oil does not evaporate. Not all liquids evaporate at the same temperature. Alcohol evaporates much lower than 212. So that's why when you want to make schnapps, so they distill the alcohol out of the, when they have a mixture of alcohol with other liquids, so they cook it. They don't cook it till 212. They only cook it till it creates 100 degrees or something like that. I think it's 50 degrees centigrade. And the alcohol evaporates and you're left with the junk behind. So then they grab this alcohol and they condense it again. They convert it first, it turns into steam, then they condense it and they turn it back into liquid. Then you have pure alcohol. So that some liquids that evaporate at a much lower temperature than water, then there are other liquids that evaporate at much higher temperature. Oil you can need much higher than 212. You need 300, 400 degrees temperature. So if you have soup that has a lot of oil in it, and you take the soup off of the fire, the soup can be 300 degrees hot. It can be very, very burning hot. Way more than Yad Soledish, way more than Yad Nichris Bo. The soup can be burning hot. So let's say I'll take a raw egg and put it into the pot of burning hot soup, not al gabi ho'esh. So you're not cooking al ho'esh, you're cooking in the hot water that was heated up with the fire that's cooking the toldos ho'esh. So what's the din? So according to the Bavli, that was an Isa deraisa, Gilgal Chayv Chatzis, that was the last line on Lama Ches on the base. And that's where they quoted the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli. But the Bavli holds that that's an Isa deraisa. So that this line in the Mishnah, Ho'ilfis v'hagder she'avira merutochim, if I remove the burning hot pot of soup from the fire, and it's no longer al gabi ho'esh, le'yitin le'terchan tablan, you're not allowed to put eggs. You're not allowed. Let's say I'll take a raw piece of meat, and I'll put it into the burning hot pot of soup. A raw piece of meat you have to cook on the fire. If you put the raw piece of meat will remain raw, and it'll get burning hot. That's all. It's not going to get cooked. It'll remain raw. In order to cook this with the Torah, the Gemara says, you got to have that, it should sit on the fire for a while. There's no bishul bikli rishon on a raw piece of meat. If you take some vegetables, maybe you take some raw vegetables and put them, take some tomatoes, whoever wants cooked tomatoes, whoever enjoys the cooked tomatoes, if you put them, mistama carrots, if you cook if you take raw carrots and you put them in a pot of burning hot soup, mistama, they will not get cooked. They'll get burning hot, but they won't get cooked. Maybe if you put tomatoes, whoever's interested in cooked tomatoes, doesn't taste as good at all. So if you take tomatoes and put them into a pot full of soup, some of it will get cooked. Okay. Some things will get cooked in a klivish and shalal gabesh, other things will not get cooked. It depends. Raw meat is not going to get cooked, and a hard carrot is not going to become soft. Tomato, mizama, will get cooked. So it says, le'itin l'tocha tablin. You're not allowed to put in such things that lend themselves to bishul. Tablin. It doesn't mean kali habishul. We're talking over here. Kali habishul is yesh bishul afilu, yesh bishul menater afilu b'klisheni. Here we're talking not kali habishul, but something normal as opposed to meat. This with the Torah needs more. Carrots need more. But there are normal foods that can get cooked in a klivish and shalal gabesh. Avol. So that you're not allowed to put. You're not permitted to put the tablin into the burning hot pot of soup, even though it's no longer al gabi ho'esh. Well, this is the mismal. But if you already poured the soup into the bowl, or you poured the soup into the serving bowl, and then you're going to pour from the serving bowl into your little bowl, the kaira is the bowl where you drink from, and the tamchi is the serving bowl. So then, once the soup is ready in a cliché, then you're permitted to put in tavlin. I bet the Reb Bala Taisha said before in Lamitesa and Aleph that there's a mechzikim of ashel midi rabbanon. So he said, yeah, that's only mechzikim of ashel on a thing that you're going to eat, on a thing that's eaten independently, a dava gush. But over here on tavlin, you don't eat the tavlin. Tavlin is just in order to give nesinas tam to the rest of the soup. So then, there's no chumrim midi rabbanon over there, that yesh bishul be cliché. So then they just left it on a din deraita. Rabbi Yehuda, disagrees. It doesn't say Amar Rabbi Yehuda. If it would say Amar Rabbi Yehuda, it's a new member. Rabbi Yehuda means that he disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says it depends. Kol hu nois in chutz midava sheyesh b'chometz v'tzir. Makes a difference whether there's chometz v'tzir in the soup or there's not chometz v'tzir in the soup. So that's not clear. Boilu, is Rabbi Yehuda meikel on the Tanakhama or zimachmer? Is he talking v'klisheni? And despite the fact that Tanakhama said that the Kairo ubetamchoi klisheni einam avashel, Rabbi Yehuda says not true. If the klisheni has chometz v'tzir in it, that klisheni is mavashel. So like kali abishel is yesh b'lishu b'klisheni. So whenever you have chometz v'tzir, whatever you're going to put into the klisheni will have bishel. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer against the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is meiko. That the Tanakhama says whenever you have a pot of burning hot soup, you took it off in the fire, that's a kli rishon. So yesh bishul b'kli rishon afal pishen al gabi ho'esh. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda goes on that and he says, I disagree. I'm meikel on the Tanakhama. There's only bishul b'kli rishon shalal gabi ho'esh. If yesh b'chom mitzvot. So that's what they're not sure. Iboy lu. Rabbi Yehuda areshi koi l'kula. Is he meikel even in the kli rishon if it doesn't have chom mitzvot zir? Or dil ma'sefi koi l'chumra. Or maybe he's machmir over the Tanakhama. Even in the klisheni in Al-Adpur. Toshma the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Lekol ilfisin hu noisin lekol agderis roschusin noisin chutz medav sheyesh b'chay mitzvotzir. So he says beferish lahakel. Rabbi Yehuda is mekel even on the klibishin itself. An ilfis and a gdere is the pot of soup itself that was cooked on the fire. So he's mekel even to that there's no bishul de klibishin. Shaloi al gabi hoesh unless you have chay mitzvotzir. Okay. Now the Gemara has two lashanis. What's the story regarding Melach? When is it considered bishul by Melach? In Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva, which is printed next to the Behetev, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Shari Tshuva, they say that usually bizman is that all the salt is cooked already. When we have water from the ocean, and you evaporate the water, so only the H2O evaporates, the salt doesn't evaporate, so you're left behind with all the salt. So in that case, the salt was all cooked already. Or if they mine the salt, they mine the salt also, so usually they cook the salt. Once in a long while, the salt is not cooked, bisman hazeh, but usually the salt is cooked. In Europe, the salt was always cooked. In the last couple of centuries, in Europe, salt was always cooked. In America, sometimes it's not. When they mine salt, so sometimes instead of going all the way down, so they pour in water so the salt should float to the top. And then they remove the salt somehow without cooking the water and evaporating all the water. So in America, sometimes you have salt that's not cooked. Anyway, so in Shulchan Aruch it says, if the salt was already cooked, and then you're going to cook it a second time, so then it's ein bishul ha-bishul. So to throw the salt into the pot on top of the fire, that's ha-chazara, that you're not allowed to do. But if you have the pot of burning hot soup, shehevira meretoch me'agabeh, and she removed it from the fire, then to put in something that's already mevushul, let's have a piece of chicken that's mevushul called sarta. All fully cooked. So if I put the chicken on top of the fire, that's hachzora. You're not allowed to unless you have all the conditioners on hachzora. It's an oy hachzora. You have to have grufa ktumah, the biyod, the bedaita lachzor, the lenin tzan legam. But if you're not putting in al gabi yesh, you're taking a pot of burning hot soup off the fire. You take a piece of cold chicken, you put it in the pot of soup, that it should sit there for 5 minutes and get burning hot. So that's not hachzora, that's mutan. So bayas, also the same thing. If he takes salt that was cooked already and the din is ein bishul ha-bishul, so if you're going to throw the salt into the pot while it's still sitting on top of the flame, that's a problem of hachazar. You're not supposed to do hachazar. But if you throw the salt into the pot when it's no longer on top of the fire, then it'll be ein bishul ha-bishul. Unless it's in America, so they have a couple of companies where the salt is not mevushul in advance. So they should label, just like they label on the bottles of wine, mevushal, not mevushal. So they should label on the boxes. They should label on the boxes of salt. There's mevushal on that. I'll get to them. The day will come that we'll label the salt whether it's mevushal or not mevushal. Okay, so that's kamina. So Hilchos Shabbos is mevushal. So it's not bishul or habishul. Okay. So now the Gemara has a discussion about salt that never was cooked before, and there's a real issue there. Isa bishul. How does one violate the isa bishul on salt? Should we consider salt like dvarim shekalim mekalei habishul, the yesh bishul afilu b'klisheni, or should I say no, that salt needs bishul like bisra datura? Just like bisra datura, if you take raw meat and you put it into a pot of soup, shalal gabi ha'esh, the raw meat will get burning hot, but it won't get mevushal. It'll be burning hot. That's not bishul. It's not bishul manater. It's not hachzar. It's nothing. You're permitted to do that. So maybe it would be permissible to put in salt into a pot of burning hot soup, shalei agabi ho'esh, shalei agabi ho'esh, because it's impossible to violate. There's no hachazor, and there's no bishul either. Maybe that those are the two lishanis in the gemara. So Rabbi Yosef ben Melech Ariyah Kitav Lenu Bikli Vishim Bishel Bikli Sheni Loi Bishel Omer LeAbaye. So Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef Tani Rabbi Chiya Melech Eino Kitav Lenu. That what? The Bikli Sheni Nami Bishel. That Melech is Mikalei Abishol. That Yesh Bishol Afilu Bikli Sheni Laku Yisu Ispinin. Plik the Ranach Ne Ranach Mitzricha Milcha Mitzricha Milcha Bishula to Bishra the Tur. According to the first version, Rabbi Nachman is in disagreement because he says that just like bisra datura, meat from a behemoth, you need bishul mamash al gabi hiresh. Bishul and a klivish and shalal gabi hiresh are not going to accomplish anything on the raw meat. So the same is true regarding salt. You get the amri, another version has fakir. And this corresponds with what Rav Nachman says. So what do you do when you have two lishonis in the Gemara? Which version do you paskin like? Ika diyamin. Two different versions. How do you paskin? So Tesis has different opinions. What's the clout? What's the rule? So should I treat it as an equal suffix? So if it's an issue deraisa, you say sveka derachal luchorme. If it's an issue derabana, you say sveka derabana lakula. Should I say halocha achar bederabana halocha achar amekel? Should I say delishne basri is ika? Or should I say the ika diyamin is always tougher lagabi de loshan ishan? All possibilities over here. The Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim have a tradition. They always follow the Lishna Basra. Tosfos quotes an opinion over here. The Chen Lerivo Shapira Shabuchom Malkam Ika Damit Tofel Lagabi Loshen Rishon Shehu Ika. The Ika the Loshen Rishon is always the Ika. The Loshen Achman is always Tofel. Just the opposite from the Rambam, the Rif, and the Gaonim. So Tosfos says a whole different possibilities out of Paskin over here. So bottom line, what's the thing? So Tosfos says. So he says we have the letter Aleph over here. Melachenu Kitavlin. The Biklevisha Nami Loi Bishelo, and this corresponds to Rab Nachman, Tzricha Milcha Bishula Kibisra Detur. That there's no Bishul on Melach unless you have Mamish Al Gabi Hoesh. But the Klevisha Shehusam Al Gabi Hoesh, so there isn't going to be any Din of Bishul. So that's what Taisus concludes. That should be the Psak. But then they have on the last line, Vahamachma Kalishna Kamashalit, the Melch Vikara, because Manshi Asle Edisboy. Tava Ola Brocha. The Lishna Kama had it that it's Mikale Habishul and you should be Choshish for Bishul Afilu B'Klishen. So that's how Tosfos suggests. Mikir Adin, we say there's no Bishul even in the Klivishan Shalai Al Gabi Yoresh. But perhaps it's Kedai Hamachma Tava Ola Brocha to be Machma even in the Klisheni. We should treat Melach like a Dvarim Shekalim Lehiz Bashel. The Kolzman that the soup is, let's say a person wants to put salt on the soup. Some people always put salt on whatever you give them, they're always going to put salt on. So if the soup is still Yatza lettuce bowl, then Tosfos says, a machman tov ala bracha, so you shouldn't put salt on, unless the salt is already cooked, which is not, in Europe was the case, but in America, it's recent years, not necessarily always the case. Some people always put salt on whatever you serve salad. So salad, there's no din of klishen. Calls manchayad salad is bo. Adava gush retains the din of klivisha. So you're not permitted to put salt on top of it if you hold that salt is mizvam shekam lehizbashal. So then the salt is going to be mizbashal with the klivisha. Even though it's not agabiyesh. What is this concept of kamach metova ala brocha? Some thought that it was someone once gave a lecture here in the yeshiva. Many years ago, 15, 20, 20 years ago, Rabbi Soli Berman gave a drosha in yeshiva. Modern orthodoxy. the eight nafkaminas between modern Orthodoxy and right-wing Orthodoxy. So one nafkamina was secular studies, one nafkamina was co-education. If you have separate schools, you're not modern Orthodox. That is the definition. Modern Orthodox means you have to have co-education. Co-education, Zionism, what else? So one of the nafkaminas, Ladina was, one of the eight nafkaminas was machmer, chumris. That was an invention, that's an invention of recent years that the Mishnah Brewer invented. Amachmer tov ala bracha. So the yeshiva was learning Shabbos that year. So one of the students was listening, was attending this lecture. So he said, but there's a tesis on membeis, on membeis. I said, amachmer tov ala bracha. So the speaker was very flustered. It wasn't invented by the Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer carries it over from the Hasidi Ashkenaz. Tesis. Hasidi Ashkenaz developed this attitude. Whereas in the earlier years, the Republicans voted Republican and the Democrats voted Democrat. So then in the later years, there was a Tishta Shagvul, and a little bit you come to the Shach. So the Shach is an independent man. The Birag Ro is very independent. The Shach is independent to the extent if he likes the Mechaber, he'll tell you so. If he doesn't like the Mechaber and the Ramo, he'll say, I like the other one. The Vilna Gaon is very independent. He doesn't like anybody, any of the above. He'll say they're all wrong, and he'll come up with a new interpretation against all of Hashem. Very independent people. But then in the Hasidi, at the end of the period of the Bali Atesis, the Hasidi Ashkenaz developed another attitude. In the earlier years, they followed their Shita. In fact, I think that's all. Ben Lahakal, Ben Lahakma. In the later years of the Bali Atesis, the Hasidi Ashkenaz developed an attitude. You should be choshish for all of the opinions. Along the lines of Rebbe Abohu. The Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, in the last parak in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Bo lived in the city Kisri, and he made a takana that in Rosh Hashanah you should blow all the logical possibilities of Shofar. There's a suffix, a machlekes satanayim, whether it's tkiya shvarim tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. So asking Rabbi Bo be Kisri, you should be yotze all the possibilities, you should blow everything. And that's what many of the mefarshim interpret. There's a medrash on Kohelis, Medrash Rabbah on Kohelis, on the Pasuk, I forgot the previous Pasuk, but the Pasuk concludes, Yerushalayim Yetzi Yidei Shneihem. So the Medrash says, Zera Babo Bikisri. So many of the Mefarshim, they're different Pshatim, so many Mefarshim say that that's what it means, Yerushalayim Yetzi Yidei Shneihem, Yerushalayim out of Yerushalayim treats everything as if it's a sfeikah d'dina, and he tries to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Yeah. This idea of Hakol HaMachmer Tov Ol HaBrocha is based on the assumption that Eilu V'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chayim. That's what the Mishkan Es Yankif points out. Mishkan Es Yankif has this in his Truvas. He says that this comes from the Maharam Rutenberg, from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, that on the second day Rosh Hashanah, there's Machlok, but they say Shachyanu. When you say Kiddush, when you blow Shofar, you should have a Beged Chodesh or Pi Chodesh to be Yetzi Yidei Kol HaShitas. Bottom line, you pass, you do say Shachyanu. So what do you need, a Beged Chodesh? But in order to avoid getting involved, machlekes, so you have a beged chodesh. But there's a machlekes if you lush isa the may peiris. There's a machlekes hatanaim, and there was a machlekes the early rishonim. Then they forgot, and there was machlekes repeated the later rishonim. Had a paskin on this machlekes hatanaim, whether lush be may peiris is chayiv in chala or only lush be zayin mashkin. Machlekes. So the Maharam Gutenberg, quoted by the Mechaber in Yeridah and Hilchos Chala, said it's always kedai to pour in even if you're not interested. In having water, it's always good to pour in a significant amount of water that you would have been able to, if you just put in 5 drops of water, that's not enough to be lush a pound of flour. That 5 drops of water would get absorbed by the flour. But if you poured in so much water that you could have done the lisha without the may peiris, could have accomplished the lisha with the mayim, so then l'chol ha'deis yichayv v'chala. So that's his suggestion. Then he quotes Mishkan Es Yankif quotes, and that's why the chassidi Ashkenaz were machma not to carry in an eriv. There were Hasidi Ashkenaz who were machmanat to carry in there because of the Rambam Shita, because even though that wasn't their Shita, that wasn't their tradition, they knew that there was someone out there who disagreed. The Smag has like this. So because there were Rishonim, because the Rambam disagreed, so that's why they recommend. So the Mishnah Brura isn't the one who invented this concept. This comes from the Bali Atesis, the later period of the Bali Atesis, that's known as the Hasidi Ashkenaz, that they were always trying to be machman, to be yotzei, they call our Shitas, based on the principle of Eilu V'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chayim, that even the opinion that's not accepted doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's a correct opinion, but Allah HaLamayis, we don't follow that Shita. So that's why we say in both directions that sometimes Rishas HaTchak can rely on that Shita that's not accepted, La Allah, because the Shita that's not accepted doesn't mean it's wrong. There is such a shita. So the Gemara has, where is it later? Yedai hirab shimen lis machala b'sha'as ha'chag. It's coming up. It's on the next daf. Coming up soon. Anybody learning daf yomi? Daf yomi just had it in the first parak. Kedaihu Rabbi Gamliel is Mechala B'Shas Atchak. In the first parak in Brachos, and over here it's going to be by Muktzin. Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon is Mechala B'Shas Atchak. More has it in a few places. In Masechas Nida, by Dinim de Rabbanon, some Rishonim hold even by some Achronim hold even by Dinim de Rais. You can say like that. So that din that B'Shas Atchak he can rely on the Shita Sayochid, and Lachatchidi should be choshesh for the Shita Sayochid also the Chomer. That's all based on this idea of Eilu V'Eilu Dinim de Kimchai. You have respect for the opinion that's rejected, even halacha l'maisa, even to the extent of being choshish for their opinion and relying on their opinion.
Is it something that dissolves rather than cooks?
Yes, salt will dissolve even in cold water, but that's not called bishul. It'll dissolve quicker in hot water than in cold water, but that's not called bishul. Right, does not take away. If you cook it, then it will be bishul. But that's the shaila, how much do you have to cook it? Do you need kibis with the tour? You need mamash al gabi ho'esh? Or do you say, no, the hefach, that it's even be klisheni. It's mikali abish, it's even be klisheni, it'll constitute bish. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was... Rabbi Akiva had there is a machlokes bisham and misila. When is Rosh Hashanah li'ilonis? When is it considered the cutoff point for the old peris? If you have what's the din peris ilon, you go bas hachanote. So if the peris ilon had chanote before Rosh Hashanah, they belong to that year. If they had chanote after Rosh Hashanah, like by tvua, it depends on havo ashlish. So if the tvua had havo ashlish before echad b'tishrei, then it belongs to that year. If it had havo ashlish after echad b'tishrei, it belongs to this year. And by Paris, instead of Avashlish, it's Chanota. Chanota is also a question what that means. So Tosis argues with Rashi in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. Tosis says the Chanota by Paris Ilan is along the lines of Avashlish by Tvu. It's approximately the same. Rashi moves it back forward. Rashi says that Chanota means the budding way before Avashlish. Way before Avashlish. And Tosis says it doesn't make sense. And Tosis says Chanota means something that's approximately similar to Avashlish. So the shayla is, when is the Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis? When is the Rosh Hashanah for Peres le'ilon? So that's the machlok is bisham and bisil. Is it echad bishvat or is it two bishvat? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Gemara is topically. Rabbi Akiva knew that there was a machlok is bisham and bisil. He didn't know which one. He had two versions. He had heard two versions. Whether bisil, he knew that whatever the machlok is says, the din is accepted like bisil. But he didn't know whether bisil are the ones who say two bishvat. That's what we assume. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, or Echad Bishvat, Rosh Chodesh Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. So Rabbi Akiva didn't remember Gemara, distopically, didn't remember which was the correct tradition. So he had Peres, so he learned that had a Chanote in the first 2 months, in the first 2 weeks of Shvat. So he was Machmer to be Mafrish in both directions. If it belonged to the previous year, then you're Mafrish Maiseh Sheni. If it belongs to, let's say this is the fourth year. Tavshin Samachay is the fourth year. And last year was the third year. So the third year you mafresh maisa ron, in the fourth year you mafresh maisa sheni. So if you have peres that chanote in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, so that would be of this year, then it's going to be a machlokes bisham and bisula. Was he supposed to be mafresh maisa sheni, maisa ron? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the one the first parak of Rosh Hashanah quotes a brayser, Rabbi Akiva Gemara is topically, he wasn't sure, so he was mafresh both. He was mafresh maisa sheni. And then he said, in the event that it's not a Maisa Sheni year, I'm hereby being Mafish it as Maisa Rani. And then he was put in the Maisa Sheni. And then he gave it to the Anim. So he was Machma in both directions. Normally the Gemara says that's an idiot. That's ridiculous. to be Machmer, attired to the Sasri. Aksil Bachosh HaCholach, the Gemara says. To be Machma in both directions. Aksil Bachosh HaCholach. The Gemara says, no, here because Gemara is topical. He just forgot. He didn't know which was Basil's opinion. He knows the din was like Basil, but he didn't know which was their opinion. So he had no choice. He had to be machma in both directions. So by us, we're never sure. You have a machlekes the Rashba and Taisus. So we're not sure who are we to be machriya. So we're not sure who's right. So you have a machlekes the Mechaber the Ramon. So how can we be machriya? You don't know who's right. So that's the theme of the, even though we, based on Kol Yapsak, we should figure out what the din should be, but that's what we say, so we treat it like a sofer, like the fake of the din, you should go l'chum. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Let's say you lit a candle on Erev, they didn't have candles here, talking about Shemen. He had a container of oil with a wick, and he lights the wick. So the flame is mukhtse, that's the Gemara that we had on the top line on Mem Zainam and Aleph. Elo Marava Hanach Liner Shemen Epsilu Hal Benata Bas Dabar Haser. The Dabar Haser is the Shalheves, Rashi writes. Top Rashi and Mem Zainam and Aleph. The flame itself is mukhtse Machmas Gufa on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, apparently, it's not mukhtse Machmas Gufa. Because you can light another candle from the flame, but on Shabbos, you can't use it for anything. Because Mamish, the flame is a Dabar Shem Bo Hishtamshus. He said, we use the light that emanates from the flame. We use the warmth. We warm our hands next to the flame. We use the warmth, but we don't actually use the flame itself on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you can use the flame. So on Shabbos, the flame is mukta machmas gufa because the davar shein bo hishtamshus klal. So not only is the flame mukta, the shalheves, the container which holds it, and the oil that's filled up in the cup and the wick, all three, the shemen, psila, hanach l'ner shemen and psila, ner is the container, shemen is the oil, psila is the wick. All three are considered basis l'davar ha'asa. Fine. So what is the Mishnah talking about here, mem beis on a beis? Someone lit candles on the table, an oil container, and he's afraid that the oil is going to be dripping all over the table cloth and it's going to stain the tablecloth. Okay. So he wants to put a plate exactly where the oil is dripping. So it says in the Mishnah, you're not permitted to put a plate there to pick up the shemen. What's the avera? If they put it Erev Shabbos, that's no, you can't say there's an Isra on Erev Shabbos. What did he do? But to put it on Shabbos is not permissible. You're not allowed to use the oil that falls down because the oil is mukta. Why is the oil mukta? Because the shalheves was mukta. That was the Gemara we just saw. The shalheves was mukta. And the oil is a basis l'davar ha'osa. And even after the flame will go out, that'll be a machlekes hadaraim. What about after the flame goes out? Moshe shemesh abinir. What's the halacha of Moshe shemesh abinir? So the Gemara says that's a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Whether you say migad is katzor le ben hashmash is katzor le kuli yom or not, Reb Shimon is one who holds that you don't say migad is katzor, and we pass like Reb Shimon usually. But the Gemara says in the end of the Masechta that in this one prat we pass like Reb Yehuda. But we do accept the rule of migad is katzor le ben hashmash. That's what the Mishnah says. Ein neyoisim imenu l'fishenim min amuchon. You're not allowed to use the shemen that fell down, but the shemen no longer has the flame on top of it. Kozman, the shemen is sitting in the container, has the, you have the container full of oil and the wick and the flame is on top. So everything below the flame, the wick with the oil, with the container, everything is basis of davar ha'asa. But after it already dripped down, the shemen amitaftef, the shemen that dripped down, so that's no longer a basis of davar ha'asa. It doesn't matter. Since Ben Hashmashis, the flame was sitting on top of the oil and the whole thing became a basis. So the Mishnah is saying Reb Yehuda's opinion, and that happens to be the way we paskin on this. We paskin there is a din of migad is katzor lebein hashmashes, is katzor lekulyam. If the thing became muktzah in the middle of the day, let's say a nochri comes into my home, and he wants to read in my library, and he says, Rabbi, it's dark here. Is it okay if I light the candles? I said, okay, light a candle. So I have a wick, I have a container, I left it there, and I have a container of oil, and it has a wick on top, and enough, he strikes a match, and he lights the wick, do whatever you want. He did for himself, he did his homework there for an hour, and then he goes home. If you would hold it, there's a din of shvisas kelim, so I'm not allowed to let the goy light the candle on my candle app, but we don't believe in shvisas kelim, so it's mutter. So the goy is doing a malach of tzach atzma, it's not my problem. So let's say the nochri blows out the candle. When it's finished, he blows it out in order not to waste any oil. So am I permitted to use the leftover oil in the container? Called man that the ner was daylik, it became a bustle. So if the goy would come in and do it on his own, so then the din is ain't on the most adobe shem shaloi. Because it only becomes a bustle if it's miniach, if it's shocheach not. And miniach means you need the das. And whenever you need das, we say someone else's das can't affect the nisa, can't bring about a nisa on my property. But if I gave him permission, then he can. If the nacher was a nice guy, my next neighbor, he asked me permission. Is it okay if he likes to can? Well, I say go and tehei. So that's meaniach with the rishus of the balabai. So kolzman and there was daleg. So the shemen on the bottom became a basa davros. Then the nacher finishes doing his homework. He blows out the candle left and now he says goodbye. So am I allowed to use the leftover shemen? So the Gemara says on the next daf on them gimel amar aleph, that's okay. After the nair goes out, you don't say migidus katzoy le'emtza ha-shabbos is katzoy le'kil yom. If it was migidus katzoy le'ben ha-shmashis, here. But the mal of kol ben ha-shmashis, that's a mem gimel amar aleph, 15 lines from the top, right before the lines become wide. The Gemara says, ba'od the mal of kolzman that the mukta is on top of the non-mukta, so it has the stat, and it's meniach, and he did it on purpose. The balabais put it there, or the balabais authorized someone else to put it there. So then it has a din of basa davarosa. It's not shachir. But after it's no longer oidim olav, then there's no din of migris katzoy l'miktas nana shabbos is katzoy l'kuliyan. That's called ein muktzah l'chatzi shabbos. That's what the Gemara calls in Beit the ein muktzah l'chatzi shabbos. It does taste of explain. Doesn't mean that there's no din of muktzah. It's either muktzah all day long, it's not muktzah at all. That's not true. You can have something can become muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. Let's say I had a bottle in the beginning of Shabbos and it smashed in the middle of Shabbos and the tiny little smithereens. So in the beginning of Shabbos it was a kli. In the middle of Shabbos it became broken. It's a shivrei keli. It's a piece of junk now. So it becomes buses in the middle of Shabbos. That they had chicken in the beginning of Shabbos and I ate it up. Started off as Michael Adam. Now I ate up all the chicken and there's only bones left. It's only Michael Behema now. So Michael Adam shenishtan alias Michael Behema. We paskin. On Shabbos is we make on Shabbos behold it's not muktzah. On Yontav we paskin it is muktzah. On Yontav we paskin that it is muktzah. Michael Adam Shenishtan Elias Michael Behem. You can have something becoming muktzah in the middle of the day. Or if I gave permission to the Nachri to light the candle, so when he lights in the middle of Shabbos, it'll become buses. But then when he blows it out, it'll no longer be buses. For the end of the day, after the muktzah is removed, calls man by oidem olav, it'll be buses. After it's no longer oidem olav, it'll no longer be buses. Aye, it says v'hatanya, afal pishayim manu olav, it remains muktzah. The Gemara says, yeah, but oidem olav kol ben hashmashos. If the muktzah is on the non-muktzah, the whole ben hashmashos, then there's a din migdus katzoy the ben hashmashos is katzoy the kol yama. But you don't. There is no din migdus katzoy the miktzas ben hashabbos. It's katzoy the kol hashabbos. That there is no din. That's how the Gemara formulates an expression: ein muktzah l'chatzi shabbos. It's not what it means. Some of the early Achrayim misunderstood it. The Maril and the Darki Moshe has a whole Arichas on this. Some misunderstood it to mean there is no such thing that something will be muktzah in the middle of the day. It's not true. The Brisa says it can be muktzah, but the Malav will be muktzah. There's no din of Migdus Katzoy le'emtza HaShabbos is Katzoy le'Seif HaShabbos. Migdus Katzoy is only le'Bein HaShmashos. Why should that be so? Why does the din depend by the Malav called Bein HaShmashos? Why does the Gemara say Boidim Olav Kol Bein Hashmashos? Bein Hashmashos is a period of time, let's say 20-25 minutes. Why you only say Migdus Katzoy if the thing is a bus is the whole Bein Hashmashos. If it's only Migdus Katzoy the Miktas Bein Hashmashos, let's say it was a bus is for 5 minutes of the 20 minutes of 25 minutes of Bein Hashmashos, and for the other 20, the last 20 minutes it was not a bus. So you wouldn't say Migdus Katzoy from the first 5 minutes of Bein Hashmashos is Katzoy the Kol Yom. You only say Migdus Katzoy if Sa'idim Olav Kol Bein Hashmashos. Why is that so? Why should that be so? So that the Achrayim explain why. Because the whole din of Muktzah is only with the Rabbanim. Bein Hashmashos is a Safi Gam Safi Laila. And it, so if there was a basis for the first 5 minutes, and then the Muktzah, the Sibas HaMuktzah went away, it's no longer a basis, I can say Migdus Katzoy the first 5 minutes is Katzoy. Maybe the first 5 minutes is Yom. The whole din of migdus katzoy lebein hashmashos means whatever is muktzah b'tchilas hayom, it means muktzah throughout the rest of the day. So we're not sure when is tchilas hayom. So there's a whole period, there's a whole block of time of bein hashmashos, 20-25 minutes. We're not sure. Does the old yom end at this point, and the new yom begins 5 minutes into bein hashmashos, 10 minutes into, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 23 minutes, 22 minutes? We're not sure when. So if it's only odem olav miktzas bein hashmashos. And the whole din of migdus katzoy, the whole din of muktzah is only with the rabban. We're not talking about muktzah derais.
The last 5 minutes.
Huh?
The last 5 minutes.
Could be the last 5 minutes is already vaday laila. And so you wouldn't say migdus katzoy. You only say migdus katzoy if it was muktzah betchilas hayom. Whatever was muktzah betchilas hayom, so betchilas hayom is kaveya. Who says the last 5 minutes? Maybe the last 5 minutes is already 15 minutes into the yom, into the laila. Maybe the tchilas hayom was 15 minutes ago. The first second of Ben Hashmoshes. So that's why the Gemara will only apply, I think Rabbi Kivega points that out. The Gemara only applies Mikra Tzatzoy if it's Eidem Olof, called Ben Hashmoshes. That's the Lashon HaGemara, called Ben Hashmoshes. Rabbi Kivega is Medayik from Rashi. Rashi has it in two places later. But you don't need Rashi, that's the Lashon HaGemara. Eidem Olof called Ben Hashmoshes, otherwise it's not called Tchilas Hayom. Why should it then be Nikra by Tchilas Hayom? Yavada Halach is that a Nikra by Tchilas Hayom. What other halachas do you have than a nikva b'tchilas hayom? You make an erev etzumin. So once you kind of shvisa b'tchilas hayom, even if the erev is nechal, even if the food is eaten up, you can still go chutz l'tchum based on that erev etzumin as if it's still there. Or let's say you made an erev chatzeres, you had a box of matzah. So the erev chatzeres is eaten up in the middle of the day. So the hetzer to carry in the chatzer remains throughout the remainder of the day. I say, whenever there was an erev chatzeres, an erev etzumin, b'tchilas hayom, so that's kind of shvisa, and it's matzah the tiltel for the whole day.
That you need kol ben hashmoshes?
Would you need kol ben hashmoshes for erev chatzeres? No. The Mishnah says in erevin that if the erev is nechal ben hashmoshes, we go l'kula. That's the Mishnah that we once discussed. He raised the issue. The Mishnah, the Ramban points out that Mishnah. That I was asked to make an Erev Chatzeres for one person, so I made it 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then it was eaten up 10 minutes after the Shkia. A dog ate it up. And then on behalf of another guy, he asked me also to make an Erev Chatzeres. So I had made his Erev Chatzeres 15 minutes after the Shkia. So the Mishnah says they can both rely on the Erev Chatzeres or the Erev Chumen. Why? Because Ben Hashmashes is a Sufik, and the whole din of Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, and the whole din of Erev Chatzeres is only the Rabbanon. They have a right to say Sufik the Rabbanon Lakula. So with respect to the guy who made his Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen 3 o'clock, and it was Nechol 10 minutes after the Shkia, I say 10 minutes after the Shkia is Vaday Laila. If Laila already, me Sufik have a right to be Mekla, and I say his Erev was Kana Shvisa B'Tchilas Hayom. And for the other guy that I made his Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen Ben Hashmashes, have a right to be Mekel and say it was there b'tchilas hayom. You have a right to go l'kula in both directions. Why should there be such a din derabbanon? All the dinim are derabbanon, no? Migris katzor de ben hashmoshes, all dinim muktzis me derabbanon. Erev chatzeres is only me derabbanon. Takana shloim ha-melech, erev chatzeres. Erev tchumen, pashtus is erev tchumen, only works because tchumen, alpay mama, is only derabbanon. Let's say if you hold like the mechaber, pashtus like the Rif and the Rambam, and the Yerushalmi that the Tchum and Yud Beis Mil maybe is the Raisa. The Rambam writes it's one of the Tariyak Mitzvah Satera not to go Chutz L'Tchum. The Rambam passed there as Vitoris Vada. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi that it's a Sufik. The Rambam already became a Vada. That Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So if your Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, does it help if you make an Erev Tchumen on the level of the Raisa? I'm going to leave an Erev Tchumen at 11 and a half mil away from where I live, and I'll be able to go another 11 and a half mil past that. Pashtus is that the Pashtus should be that Erev Tchumen is an invention with the Rabbanah Heimamru Heimamru. If there's a din of Tchumen, the Rabbanon, so then Erev Tchumen solves the problem. But if you're dealing with a din deraisa of Tchumen, the Pashtus is that Erev Tchumen should not help. Let's say there's one Tana Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchumen Alpai Mama is one mil. Rabbi Kiva holds Alpai Mama is deraisa. So wait a minute, so then it should follow. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no din of Erev Tchumen, period. That's very hard to believe. I mean, all the Mishnayos and Erevin are against Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. How can it be if you hold? If Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchumen, Alpai Mama Zeraisa, and it still helps Erev Tchumen, so that should show that if Tchumen would have been Yud Beis Mil Zeraisa, it would have also helped an Erev Tchumen. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shari Tshuva, they all quote this Haichocha. That it would appear from all the Mishnayos, the Erev Tchumen works even on the level of Zeraisa. Trying to figure out this halacha that Tchilas Hayom is Koveya, is it only Koveya for Dinam de Rabbanon here Mukze? It's Koveya for Erev Chatzeres is only the Rabbanon. Erev Tchumen, the Pashtus is we Paskin Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. The Ramah Paskin is all Tchumen is the Rabbanon. You can start thinking Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumen is their rice, Alpai Mam is their rice, and Erev Tchumen works. And Rabbi Kiva also agrees with the Mishnah. It seems that there is a Din Tchilas Hayom is Koveya even for Dinam de Raisa when it gets the Tchum Shabbos. It seems like that. Well, that's a shaila. Why should that be the case? Why should that be the case? Why should the dinim derabbanon, and perhaps even the dinim deraisa, why should they be nikva by erev Shabbos vein hashmashas by tchilas hayom? So that's a fascinating machlokes. The Maharam Rutenberg in the Rosh. Maharam Rutenberg holds that tchilas hayom of Shabbos on the level of deraisa called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. The reason why there's such a din derabbanon that tchilas hayom is koveya for muktzeh and for Tchumen and for Eirei Chatzeres is because on the level of Deraisa, where did the Chacham get the idea from? That's the Din Deraisa. The Tchilas Hayom is what Asas B'Malacha. And the Rosh disagrees with the Maharam Rutenberg. He writes, it's not fair that he disagrees. The Maharam Rutenberg died already. So he says, it's like fighting with a lion after the lion died. He says, fight with the lion while the lion is alive. Let's see who's going to win. So he writes a Lashon from the Mishnah, Ein Mishivin Sari Lachamoso. It's not fair to go argue with the lion after the Rebbe died, after Maharam Rutenberg died. If I would have told it to him while he was alive, he would have ripped me to pieces. But he says, the Rebbe died, so I humbly suggest to disagree. He says, what did the Maharam Rutenberg say? The Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos asks the Malacha for the rest of Shabbos. Every minute of Shabbos has a Kedushas Hayom. So that Kedushas Hayom asks the Malacha every minute. What do you have to say that Tchilas Hayom is Kaveh? It should have an Achimina. What if a child becomes by mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos? Does he have to observe the end of Shabbos min HaTorah or only mid the Rabbanon? So Tchilas Hayom is Kaveya, you can say, well, Tchilas Hayom, he wasn't even Bar Mitzvah. But if you say like the Rosh, that every minute of Shabbos is Mechayiv, so then of course he's Mechayiv to observe the end of Shabbos. Yeah, but that's not correct. That's a Beferish Gemara. That's the whole discussion. This Maharam Rutenberg in the Rosh, this is the end of Moed Katan. The end of Masech is Moed Katan. The last Rosh has this discussion. The whole discussion begins because there is a Gemara in Yevamos where it says the Feirish caught the Shehigdel be'emtzah haShabbos and he does Malacha in the end of the Shabbos, second half of Shabbos, the Shegeg he's Chayv Chatos and amazing he's Chayv Misa. So that's a Beferish Gemara that caught the Shehigdel be'emtzah haShabbos has to observe the second half of Shabbos. So the Maharam considers that a problem to work on. So he works on it and he gives an interpretation. He gave a Shir. The Rosh doesn't understand what the problem was. Every minute of Shabbos is Mechayev to observe Shabbos. Didn't understand what the whole premise of the Dvar Torah was, what the premise of the whole Shtikl Torah was. And based on that, Shtikl Torah, Maharam Adoiz Giboy Tagan Semais in Hilchas Avelis. That's why it's in the Rosh and the Yanam Asachas Maikosh. So this is in the later years, 100 years ago, this was a machlokes between the Sochat Shover, the Avnei Nezer, and another big Hasidic Rebbe. They had a machlokes about this. So the Kozhik Lover writes in his Chubis that if you look in the Rosh in the end of Maikot, you see that this machlek is between the Sochat Shav and the other Tzidish Rebbe is the machlek is between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh. Rav Soloveitchik used to say like that, like the Maharam Rutenberg, that since the Gemara has dinim derabbanon that depend on Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos migris katsoi, and all the other things, the Hamigdash Katzon, the opposite direction also. Whatever was not Muktzah B'Tchilas Hayom sometimes cannot become Muktzah in the middle of the day. Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't. It depends what the case is. So since the Gemara has on the level of the Rabbanim, Dinim all depend on Tchilas Hayom, would appear that this is a called the Tikkun Rabbanim came Deraisa Tikkun, that on the level of Deraisa, the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos plays a role. So he thought like the Maharam Rutenberg, that Tchilas Hayom is the Oser for Malach. Okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. What do we make up tomorrow? 11:30, and then Thursday also 11:30, because Mincha is going to be 1:00. Yeah. Then next week I forgot to mention. Then I'm inviting everybody over Leil Purim. Okay. And then I forgot to mention my son is getting married out of town next week, so I have to go to the wedding. I'm leaving on Tuesday morning, so I won't be able to give a shiur Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the following Sunday. Okay. Shalom Aleichem.